In reverse order, Shallow, Tijuana, Grave, and that's from their CD called Man Goes Crazy. For that was Christian Slater from their CD called Leaving Monrovia, and from the same CD we had Cary Grant versus Christian Slater versus Godzilla and Mothra. For that, we love and talented Dale Peterson from Los Angeles. That was, let's see, we had My Shoes Keep On Walking Back to You from a CD called Bandera. For that was Snake Pit from a CD called Son of Harry. And Walk On By, which is also from Bandera. We started things out with love and talented Pep Torres. Let's see, in reverse order, La Bamba, which is from his CD called Rockabilidad. DeQuando from his brand new CD called Muchacho Zavado, which of course means Zafado Muchacho. And we started out with the Packard Parking Blues, which is from a CD called Luck Is On My Side. Oh man, that's not going to fit. Alrighty, I'm not reading any gigs here because I'm running out of fucking time. So thank you for listening. Thank you, John. Thank you, Bank Cartoon. We'll catch you fuckers next week on a Rock Block Weekend. Hasta!
You've been listening to the Spahn Ranch Dance Party.
Give me something to cry about, you little pussy.
Join us next time for the Spahn Ranch Dance Party in Radio Free Bakersfield.
Radio Free Bakersfield.
The Bang Podcast Network.
Squeak! Squeak, I tell you, squeak!
Okay, you ready? The way it's said properly is...
The cockroach!
The cockroach.
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 The cockroach. 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 Cockroach.
I had nothing to say. Stop bothering me.
The cockroach.
The cockroach.
Hello, baby.
The Internet Talk Superstation.
The cockroach.
What the heck is up there, man?
What is up?
It's the Mac and Travis Show.
Live from beautiful Kansas City.
Stephen McKay and Travis Winter.
It's the show where we just talk about everything. News, sports, anything and everything. We call it commentary. We hammer everything. Probably the people we hammer the most is
the people that are wrong.
The talk show with no limits.
Twist up a fatty?
No, not twist up a fatty. Maybe later. After that.
Get to know Mac and Travis.
Don't think that we hate. We're just having fun.
Up all night with Mac and Travis. Live Saturday nights at midnight and Thursday nights at midnight as part of BAD Buggin' After Dark.
MySpace.com/Mac and Travis.
A presentation of Kansas City Online Radio.
The Cockroach.
The Internet's talk superstation.
Now hear this.
This month on The Cockroach... It's Steftember.
How stupid is that?
And next month, it's Rocktober. The Monsters of Rock Top 300 Countdown, coming soon.
The Cockroach.
The Cockroach. The Internet's talk superstation.
This is Roach Radio.
Roach Radio. Roach Radio. Roach Radio. Roach Radio.
The Cockroach.
The Internet's talk superstation.
You are traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land of imagination whose boundaries are nil. Your next stop, the Blue Zone.
Hi, this is Stephanie Miller, and you're listening to Uncle Eddie and all the right-wing tools from Ham Radio.
Ham Radio.
The Cockroach.
Starts now.
.org, or call the Center for Information and Study on Clinical Research Participation at 1-888-CISCRP3 for a free brochure and information.
My teenage son's arms and legs were amputated to save his life.
The disease spread quickly. Within hours, my son was dead.
Love you, Mom. Those were Evan's last words.
We didn't know teens and college students are at greater risk from meningococcal meningitis.
Vaccination could have saved my son.
We learned about immunization 2 weeks after our son died.
My child did not have to die.
As parents, we do everything to protect our kids.
What happened to our families shouldn't happen
to yours.
Health officials now recommend immunization for adolescents and college students. Call your doctor or public health official to find out about preventing meningococcal meningitis, including immunization. Protect adolescents and college students. Don't wait. Vaccinate. A public service message from the National Meningitis Association and this station. To learn more, visit nmaus.org.
There's been a rumor going around my school lately about a new draft, so I decided to check out the facts. Turns out, there is no draft. And if there ever was going to be one, we'd have plenty of notice. But you know what else I found out? Young men like me still need to register with Selective Service when we turn 18. Why register when there's no draft? Well, first off, it's the law. Guys have had to register for almost 60 years. Second, if you're a guy living in the U.S. and you don't register, you get shut out of important opportunities like college loans, job training, good jobs, and even a driver's license in most states. But I guess for me, I register because it's the right thing to do. Things are crazy in this world right now. And if the country ever does decide it needs me, I'm going to do my part.
Guys, register with Selective Service when you turn 18. Go to sss.gov or your local post office.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said you are the picture of health? You look healthy, you feel fine, but that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Since it doesn't always cause symptoms, you may not know you have it. The only way to know is by getting screened. Screening can find precancerous polyps so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. This is one cancer you can prevent. Plus, screening can find colorectal cancer at an early stage when the chance for a full recovery is very high. Talk with your doctor and get tested for colorectal cancer. Medicare and many insurance plans help pay for screening. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
You're listening to WNJC 1360 AM, Washington Township, Philadelphia, and in cyberspace at WNJC1360.com. A service of Forsyth Broadcasting.
Warning! This radio show is painfully truthful, politically incorrect, funny, crass, silly, moronic, entertaining, offensive, invigorating, harsh, zany, vengeful, amusing, hysterical, obnoxious, humorous, abrasive, inspirational, vulgar, therapeutic, lewd, rude, crude, idiotic, tasteless, one-sided, and trite. It contains adult language. It's excessively explicit at sometimes. It's poorly done. It contains lowbrow locker room adult guy type humor. An intended audience is all males and some females over the age of 18. So enjoy.
Ham Radio is on the air.
Can you stupid? Can't you read?
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Wonderful. And while we're at it, we can light up a doobie and watch porn.
You little... I got your name.
We are hosting a party, and the whole world will be attending.
I got your ass.
Yoo-hoo, fat boy. Here's your target for tonight.
Talk radio with balls starts now.
And for you poetry lovers, today's excursion into yesteryear will be a highly informative one.
Session to commence in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ham Radio! Talk radio with balls!
Ham Radio! The Unfiltered Radio Network is on the air!
Drowning deep in my sea of loneliness, broken to your servant's eyes.
Will you give it to me?
It seems on the left of my human side. It's so
nice. WNJC 1460. Hello. It is, of course, Ham Radio right here. The most dangerous 2 hours in radio today. It's 9:03 right here in the Washington Township area. There's the horn. I'm sorry, I'm a little thrown off today because Deb is drinking ass juice in the studio. I'm a little thrown off. What is that?
Billy, what is it?
What is it, Billy?
It is some sort of perfect cleanser.
perfect cleanse capture. Apparently, this is step two in the program.
Step two in the program?
According
you,
to that.
What are you doing, Deb?
I'm colon cleansing.
Colon cleansing?
Why, is it dirty?
You have a dirty colon? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Everybody has a dirty colon.
I have an especially dirty colon.
You know,
colon,
this joke actually has, like, calories, too.
Does it?
Yeah.
So, that, wait, so, but it, yeah. After you excrete said liquid, are you removing all the calories?
It's a light colon cleanse, so it doesn't work that way. So you take it.
What do you do?
You take the one purifier a half an hour before dinner, and then half an hour after dinner, you take the capture, and then before.
Then you have a healthy shake and a sensitive dinner.
Before I go to bed, I take the remove, and then in the morning.
The remove.
It happens for you.
That's so disgusting.
It's good for you, though. It gives you
mental
clarity.
How about you eat a salad?
I eat all salad. That's pretty much what my diet is.
Pretty much you're covered.
How about tossing the salad?
No, it's good.
Have a vegetable, you vagina.
I eat all vegetables.
All right, listen.
That's all I eat.
Listen, by the way, Mouseketeer roll call, because there's an oldie but a goodie in the room, and I have to do this the right way. There you go. Wow. Are we listening to the Billy Show? What happened? It was dead air. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, the ambassador of Bizarro World, Mr. Billy Nicknames. Say hi to the people.
Have a million nicknames. Yeah, great.
There
keep
you go.
Going. Next. Roll next. On.
And you're old and you're not gay. So
yeah,
there you go.
Keep
you
going.
Happy?
Come on.
And he likes butt plugs.
And he likes butt plugs.
How would you know?
Well, if you
because
want to
you
well,
ask
keep going,
me.
You keep
I
saying.
Didn't ask you.
You asked me to put one in your butt.
No. Children. No.
Children, please. Children.
No. Right.
Focus.
Do not recall.
Focus. We have big deals to do today. Be the ball.
No.
Of course, across from me, the doctor of sexonomics. It is, of course, Dr. Deb Leno.
Hey.
And should I end with the surprise battery boy?
That would make sense.
Actually, yeah, because I gave up my seat today for so said person.
All right. So the blue light special. My producer extraordinaire, Battery Boy, say hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay.
In a different location today.
You're in a different location. You're very close to me, which is kind of weird.
Yes. Which is throwing my equilibrium off.
It is.
Because
it is.
He's usually
next
to me.
No. It has nothing to do with that. I think it has to do with this little jar.
That's your colon cleanse.
I play with him under the table. You guys didn't know that.
Yes!
Wow, look, the guest is real happy now.
So sitting in, of course, the guest chair, the hot seat, the man, the myth, the mouth. He is an oldie but a goodie. He's my former wingman of the show. It is, of course, Piney! Back in the studio, Piney.
How are you, Ed?
Holy crap, Piney's here.
Hi, Heine.
Not Heine. Not Heine, Piney.
She called me Heine.
Well, because she has this fascination with the butt.
Why?
We're trying to get stuff into there. Vicky Vett tried to stick some stuff in there this week on the phone, so...
But she's drinking this colon stuff.
This colon stuff, see?
I do have a fascination.
Fascination with the hiney, don't you?
Yeah, the colon.
With a nice little hiney hole.
Proctology probably would have been cheaper, wouldn't it?
Yeah, see?
Could have been.
No, but you had to go into sex therapy. Good job. Good job. Your parents must be thrilled.
Remember,
thrilled.
Remember, she doesn't take insurance.
She doesn't take insurance. If you call her phone number, she doesn't take insurance. That's DelawareSexDoc.com. All right, so we have a ton of show to get to today. Mind you, our humor is masking our anger. We have Damn right. We have a decision to make today. I'll talk about that in a second. We have to do, of course, the list, which I have to go get my promo here. We got to do the list, so let's do that now. Let's get that out of the way.
Okay.
All
let's
right?
do that.
Let's do the list.
Yay.
The list, by the way, again, as always, brought to you by Jokeland.com. Jokeland.com for all things Jackie the Joke Man Martling. Please go to Jokeland.com. By the way, join Jackie October 11th at the Shell at the Trump Marina. Doors open at 9. Call Ticketmaster 1-800-736-1420. That number one more time for Ticketmaster 1-800-736-1420. And tell them Ham Radio sent you. All right. On the card for today, we're going to make a big decision about the 10 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about it. October 25th. Will we or won't we? It's Expresso Yourself hangs in the balance. And, of course, WeGotBeans.com hangs in the balance. Will we or won't we do the huge show? That Battery Boy just got T-shirts made up. I have bumper stickers on the way. We have tons of swag to give away. So mind you, it's going to be a roundtable discussion on Will We, Won't We, and I'm telling you right now...
But it's an oval table.
It's an oval table, and Piney's here too, so...
That makes it round.
I'm thrown totally off. Well, no, it's circular for Billy, because Billy's Mr. Literal. He's Lieutenant Literal, and if you don't get it exactly right... You know,
just stating the obvious there, chubby.
Yeah, yet again, I'm chubby. And yet again, the obvious. Thanks a lot, stupid.
The obvious.
The obvious. I'm fat. This just in. And not into the butt, Deb.
Well,
this just
wait,
in.
How about
your chubby butt, too.
How about your fat butt logs on to hamradioshow.com and check out the Vicky Vett interview and a preview of what a love scene between Dr. Deb and Vicky Vett would be like. Only at hamradioshow.com.
All right, so we got that going on as well. You can do that as well. But also on the show, Piney in the house for the whole show for the 2 hours of the most dangerous show
step
in radio today.
Foot.
Step on his foot.
Somebody step on
his
foot.
That's because you didn't. You're my ride.
Oh, that's true.
Heine.
Deb banging the table, screaming
really
for Heine, chanting the name of the great one. I'm also going to debut a new segment called The Man's Man. I'll tell you about that when we do it. It's not a big deal. It's just a little thing I like to do later on in the show. And that's pretty much the whole show in a nutshell, because we are pretty much going to be yelling, screaming, and making phone calls. That we'll do all this plus more, plus the return of A-Hole of the Week as well. So I throw that out there as well. By the way, the list is brought to you by Jokeland.com for all things Jackie the Joke Man Martling. Please go to Jokeland.com. Join Jackie October 11th at The Shell at Trump Marina. The doors open at 9. Call Ticketmaster 1-800-736-1420. That number one more time for Ticketmaster, 1-800-736-1420, to go see Jackie the Joke Man at The Shell at Trump Marina and tell him that Ham Radio sent you.
All right, but how about this, Ed? How do you tell him how to contact us?
How do you contact us? Well, but right now, pushing the button. Let's hit the button one more time. The button is pushed.
The feast
has been ruined. Of course, you can call 856-227-1360. Also, 856-232-7077. And why not? Let's have a third number. What the hell for schlitz and giggles? 856-232-7078 to talk to the crew right here in the pig pen, right here on Ham Radio.
Oink,
also,
oink.
Also, you can hit us up on MySpace at myspace.com/hamradioshow, or go to hamradioshow.com and click the send us here. Then click the email us here feature.
The email us here feature.
Yeah.
See, Piney, nothing's changed. He still can't read, and it's his own website, and he can't read.
He really whores himself out pretty well, though.
He does. He does whore himself.
He's gotten better at that.
He's good in the whoring.
I'm gonna whore us out one more time. You can check out pictures of me, Deb, and Eddie at the Playboy party last week.
Why don't you guys just keep rubbing it in? Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. Somebody was a homo and wanted to go to work instead.
No. Somebody had to work.
No, you're a homo.
Work.
If I went up to work
the next morning, I had to be on the air.
Wait, let's
still
just
showed up.
Neutral person, Piney, since you're here. If I asked you,
Piney is today's neutral person.
Yes. If I ask you, hey, you want to go to a Playboy party?
I'd say no. My wife would kill me.
Ah, you suck.
Okay.
You go in a room with Billy.
Tonight, person, you shall be buried alive with me.
I had to work that evening, too.
Yeah, I seen the pictures. You worked the crowd really well.
Yeah, we also drove her back to the...
did you get?
We drove her back to her corner, and she made money.
Speaking of whoring yourself out...
Yes, back to me.
No offense.
Because she doesn't like the word whore. If I get yelled at for you guys saying whore,
I'm screwed. Yeah, no whore.
All right.
Whore-a.
Hoo-ah.
Hoo-ah. Time to play Q&A of the day.
The Ham Radio Q&A of the day. Here's how it works. Uncle Eddie asks you a question. You answer it. Throughout the show, it's just that simple.
Stupid.
Call 856-227-1360 and tell us what you gotta say.
Nice. This impossible question brought to you by RevBobLevy.com. For all things Rev Bob Levy, you can also see and witness the knockout heard around the world as Danny Bonaducci knocked out Rev Bob Levy, friend of the show and formerly of the Kick First Show and Howard Stern. Go to RevBobLevy.com. All right, here it goes. What was the highest rated interview on television? Think about it. What was the highest rated interview on television? If you know the answer to the Q&A today, all you have to do is, of course, dial 856-227-1360, 856-232-7077, 856-232-7078, or if that's way too many numbers for you, and you happen not to be an Asian and you can't figure out how to count, of course, you go to hamradioshow.com, click on that. Well, it's too many numbers. You know the Asians like the numbers, they don't. You go to hamradioshow.com, click on the email us feature, and of course you can just send us your comments right to Battery Boy, who's always at the steadfast and at the ready, and he will get that going, and we will hook you up with a prize. I don't know what today's prize is. I'll find it. You know what it is? It's a Ham Radio t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's what Barry Boy's telling me. It's a Ham Radio Y t-shirt, as modeled underneath Barry Boy's clothes as we speak. It's the Y Because We Can t-shirt. Go to hamradioshow.com and play Q&A of the day.
Hey, so man, there's a stain on the dress.
Was I right?
Ooh.
Was I right?
Apparently you were right.
The clue.
I was right.
You got the clue. Q&A of the day. If you don't know what that is, stupid, now you got to figure it out. What was the highest rated interview?
Yeah.
So, Bill, we got Big Black Daryl Dudley saying he knows from the hallway. Well, you're going to get a t-shirt anyway, so just calm down. Let's see, they're on another pass of notes.
It's like high school.
Through the window.
Through the window. No, Daryl says no. Daryl's saying no, so he disagrees.
Daryl,
hold it up for me. I'll tell you yes or no. I just won't tell you. Yes, you are correct.
I know I'm
Daryl,
correct.
Daryl, she's correct. You're a dummy.
Dummy, Daryl.
You big dummy.
Well, it's burn rubber, baby.
All right, so now that we got that out of the way, what?
It's Dick Cavett interviewing John Lennon.
It's not Dick Cavett interviewing John Lennon.
That was the prior one.
That was the prior one until something else happened. Until yeah. Yes, she's at. Yeah. Don't say it, because there's a prize on the line, but yes, she is right.
Can I call it in?
You can call. Go in the other room. Call it in.
Go in the Oval Office and call.
856-227-1360. Bill, did you say Oral Office or Oval Office?
It was
either one.
Either one will do.
Piney, yep. Do yep. Not leave anything on the desks.
Yes, don't leave anything on the desks.
Eddie, I need a cigar.
I need a cigar.
You're only going to throw up again.
Yeah, and a Blue Gap dress.
Oh.
And now, mind you, if there's retarded people... They have no clue what this is what we're talking about right now.
Devil with the blue dress.
Devil with the blue dress.
Eat their bones.
I will eat their bones. All right, so we got that going on. Obviously, the Q&A of the day is real simple. So if you don't know that, I think I got an email from Spot206. Spot206 already. Spot206 got an email. David Frost and Nixon.
Wow. And you guys say I'm old.
David Frost and Nixon, no, that is not correct for the Q&A of the day.
Wrong. Spot 206.
Thank you. Spot 206, absolutely incorrect.
You failed miserably.
You failed. You go home now.
Did you bring me any Mad Dog 2020?
Nice.
I didn't. I'm not Baxter.
That's not Baxter. That's Piney.
What do you
I know.
Wow. Less,
but now we've got a new thing. Any guest
yeah.
that we have come on should bring us something.
What, they got to get you drunk?
Something.
Yeah.
Something.
What are you saying about yourself?
Whenever somebody comes on this show, we got new rules. They have to bring us a gift.
Did I miss a meeting?
Hey, you missed the meeting, man.
Did I miss a meeting?
She changed it from her to we.
Yeah.
Back to her.
Yeah, because
me.
She's a woman.
Yeah.
Just like wifey. She is a woman. And also, it's Uncle Eddie's ham radio. Why are you getting a gift?
Because.
If I feel like giving you a gift.
Because I
you
can.
Oh, because I said why.
Somebody
needs a spanking. Piney, get on it.
If I don't like the gift, I'll give it to
sheep
you.
Balls.
Sheep balls.
That's right.
That's right.
The trick is, you've got to clip them off way up high.
Sheep balls. Wonderful. That's your gift for today. All right, listen. Also, did anyone happen to catch the debate? The master debate that was last night?
I did a little bit.
Anybody right. catch it? The McCain versus Obama. Did anybody catch it?
Yeah, I had it on, and it angered
me. What angered you, Billy? This is your job to tell me what angered
you. It just angered me.
What?
They kept pointing at each other. Oh, this, that. Oh, that. Shut up. Answer the questions the right way. Tell us.
It did sound made. It did set up, yeah.
In the beginning. They're dancing around.
Oh, wise guys!
No, they didn't know wise guys. They just danced around
dumb
the
answers.
Questions and looked at each other. You know, the whole big thing about the economy. It's pretty simple. You legalize weed.
Oh, God,
weed.
He's got a manifesto.
Check this out.
Oh, sweet bag of Jesus.
You legalize weed.
Legalize
weed.
Legalize it.
Wait. One point at a time. I agree.
The taxes alone on that, boom, there's half the money you need to bail out all these incompetent companies who keep, you know, really deep pockets, but their hands can't reach in there. Plus,
Lehman Brothers.
You know, the weed's actually good for people like that have glaucoma.
I can't see.
Dealing with cancer and stuff.
HIV, AIDS.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, gives them appetite.
Know
We don't want to hear about who you're sleeping with, Tim. Can you finish his list, please? Jesus.
You know, and the $10 billion we're spending on this war, the object of the war...
Is weed?
No. Oh. They're supposed to be fighting the enemy. The enemy is in neighboring countries.
Yeah.
So why are we in this country? How about we, like, you know, back in the 70s when we went to Cambodia? I mean, we didn't go to Cambodia?
We didn't go to Cambodia.
The same thing. Across, shoot, kill, get
Wait,
out.
Can you do the whistle again?
That's all.
That was good. There
it's
you go.
Simple. You know, if you're going to do that. Or bring everybody home. Let these people do what they've been doing for the last thousands of years. Figure it out amongst themselves.
Give them some weed?
No, they got hash. They got
You request my noodle, toy puddle!
That made no sense at all. Now, you bring the troops back home. Now they're home. They can patrol the borders. Keep out the illegal immigrants. Those they catch coming over, you get a piece of paper. Either you become a citizen, get a job, pay taxes, or get out.
Or go to jail.
Now, you know, just ask the Japanese after World War II, during World War II.
Ask George Takei.
They were all rounded up, put in camps.
Yeah.
Did they smoke weed?
No, well, maybe. I don't know.
I think when an Asian smokes weed, they get big eyes.
I don't know. But anyway. Now, all the illegal aliens, round them up, put them in camps. Same option. Either you become a citizen or get out. It's that simple.
Well, wait a minute.
Now, these people, and now they're citizens. They have jobs. Now they have to pay taxes. Boom. Wipes out this entire deficit, all these economy problems. It's gone because people are paying taxes.
Wait, Billy, let me just, Billy, basically. Can I just help you out for a second?
What?
Can I just help you out one second? Just so everyone doesn't, we don't get letters. I just had to put the Sean Bell up so you know that this is completely racist.
You magnificent bastard!
It's got nothing to do with racism. It's just, you want to get the country out of debt? There you go.
I vote Billy for president.
I am Uncle Eddie, and I approve this message.
That's all you got to do. Right, either that or just close down Western Union so they can't send the money back to these other countries.
All right, well, here's the deal, though. The funny thing that's going on is that they were all talking about the debate. Billy obviously took notes during the debate. But the fact is that people were talking about the debate, and it was weird because I had one of those Uncle Eddie fantasies, and no, not about the sheep and the naked woman and the tube of Miracle Whip. No, not about that one. I had a dream, and it was weird because it kind of went a little bit...
They could shoot you, you know.
Yeah, I know, and it kind of went a little bit like this.
Welcome to the presidential candidate edition of Celebrity Family Feud. I'm your host, Regis Philbin. Now, let's meet the contestants. Heading up the McCain family is John McCain.
Hello, my friends.
And heading up the Obama family is Barack Obama.
Yes, I can.
All right, gentlemen, let's play the feud. For control of the board, we ask the following question to 100 men. What's the one thing men can't live without?
Depends.
Hey, good answer.
Survey says... okay, Barack, your chance to take control of the board. What's the one thing men can't live without?
Change.
Okay, survey says... no, not gonna do it.
A man can't live without 8 houses.
No.
Did I already say change?
Yes, you did, Barack. Anything else? No? Okay, looks like we're out of time for this category, and we'll be back with more Celebrity Family Feud after the break.
Good answer.
Wait a minute.
Good answer. My dream was very vivid.
Depends on what kind of change you have.
What?
Did I say change? You are incorrect.
Change of a nickel?
Change of a dollar. Either. My dream was very vivid. That's all I'm saying. By the way, playing a little Meatloaf right here. It is his birthday. He turns a ripe old age of 57 years old today, Meatloaf.
So what are we supposed to do? Go home, take out a big pan, throw some meat in it, and cook it?
Yes!
Yeah, good luck.
That's pretty much what I do every day. That's why I'm fat. All right, it's Ham Radio, WNJC 1360. We got to take a break. It's 9:22 already. We've been on the air for 22 minutes and have accomplished nothing. So
Yay.
That's a great show. We'll be back with more show after this. It's the most dangerous 2 hours in radio today. Piney in the hot seat today as well. All show. He has said little, but that usually is the quiet before the storm. It is Ham Radio. We'll be back with more show after this. When we return, Homeland Security at Sesame Street. Tell you more about it when we flip out. Sam Radio, WNJC, 1360.
are howling way down in the valley tonight. There's a man in the shadows with a gun in his eye and a blade shining oh so bright. There's evil in the air and there's thunder in the sky and a killer's on the bloodshot streets. On down in the tunnel with a deadly horizon, oh, I swear I saw a young boy down in the gutter. He was stopping the foam and the heat. Oh, baby, you're the only thing in this whole world that's good and good and right. And wherever you are and wherever you go, there's always gonna be some light. But I gotta get out, I gotta break it out now before the final crack of dawn. So we gotta make the most of our one night together. When it's over, you know we'll both be so alone.
Hey, what's up? This is Uncle Eddie from WNJC 1360 and, of course, Ham Radio. Do you know how I got to where I am right now? Okay, drinking and drugs. Yeah, but that's not the point. CSB, the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, they got me here. They turned my dreams and my ambitions into a great career. Whether you want a job in sports, TV, or even radio, like me, you can get it done in as little as 8 weeks. With their learn-by-doing approach, you'll get great real-life experience preparing you for the job of your dreams. At the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, you'll learn from working professionals in the industry on the current technology, not some recycled crap, preparing you to take that first leap into your entertainment job. With day and night classes, they can fit it to your schedule. So don't worry about it. It's in 20 locations like California, Connecticut, Florida, Georgia, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Texas, and even Virginia. So go to their website, GoCSB.com.
Ya Adai! This is Filipino Hee! And you're listening to Ham Radio on WNJC 1360. Check the guys out at myspace.com/hamradioshow. Ya Adai!
Here's an important message from Rad and this station.
Hi, I'm Melissa Etheridge for Rad, recording artist against drunk driving. Your lifestyle is your business, but when you drive drunk, you become everyone's business. Don't drink and drive. Be responsible. Choose a designated driver. Music lives, and so should you. Please, don't drink and drive.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
AM 930, the new cockroach.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The Internet's talk superstation.
Hey, that's just crazy enough to work.
Radio used to pick up two stations, but one of them went out of business.
You have a problem, turn off your station.
Visit us online at myspace.com/roachradio.
Did you feel the electricity in the air?
Now, here's this.
And now, Ham Radio presents Movies That Don't Suck!
You know, Vinny, I'm starting to get in a bad mood, you know? Maybe it's like a mood swing, my hormones, I don't know. You know, maybe it's my need to impose my will. But I want you to tell all the Finokes in here to get up on the table.
You think you know it? Well, do you, punk? Call 856-227-1360 with the answer and win this week's Movies That Don't Suck contest.
Let's go, girls.
Yo, 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 this is Shaquita, and I love the boys on Ham Radio.
I'm going out tonight, I'm feeling alright. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise, really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout.
Let's go, Clay Aiken. Turns out Clay Aiken gay, by the way.
No way.
I know. Newsflash. WNJC 1360 Ham Radio on the air. It is exactly 1 minute before 9:30. That makes it 9:29. WNJC's most dangerous 2 hours in radio today. Ham radio up in the business for real. Want to give big ups to Shaquita, who's feeling like a Nashville woman down there in the South Bronx. The Boogie Down. She's hanging out with us, of course. Hopefully we'll have Shaquita up here. I would love to have Shaquita up here one day.
I love her, dude.
If she can get past the metal detectors, we'd be fine.
She rocks.
Yeah, but last time she came up here, she had like a flat edge blade, like duct taped to her thigh, like something was going to happen.
That's my girl, though.
Like something was about to go down.
She was ready to cut bitches up.
Cut bitches up.
That's my girl.
I don't know, cut me a hoe down.
We go back.
We go back
me
like
Shaquita.
We go back like PAs wearing PJs.
Running trains for 3 days.
Oh.
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 All right. By the way, you heard also
the hour am I lost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, you also heard. Oh, but you know who Biggie is.
I know.
Piney knows.
Not Billy.
Billy, who's the big racist in the room?
That was Big Pun.
I'm the big racist
no,
in the room.
That was it.
That's Big Pun.
Big Pun is so the Spanish guy.
Yeah, the Spanish
guy. Oh, so Billy's okay with them.
It's either Fat Joe or Big Pun. It was Big Pun.
It was Big Pun.
They're both dead.
No. Fat Joe's alive. Big Pun's dead. Fat Joe is alive, though.
Yeah, and Biggie's dead. Yeah.
Biggie's dead. Biggie took two in the gullet.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Like Deb last night.
What?
And now Billy with the response.
Pee or eat a sandwich and die, you know.
No, Mama Cass was one in a million.
No.
Is this a new segment on the show? Hip-hop news.
It's hip-hop news with Billy.
Buzzcott did quite well with the get drunk and...
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Well, that's your problem.
All right, listen. I was sitting down the other day. I thought I'd bring this up. Oh, by the way, movies that don't suck just played. Does anybody know anything about Bobby Lupo? Would be your little hint. It's a great movie. With the, of course, the predominant actor of our generation, Steven Seagal. Yeah, I just gave you a clue. You're playing for a ham radio prize pack, which consists of the worst of ham radio CD, also a T-shirt, and on top of that, Battery Boy will come over your house and fillet you. Which is kind of nice of him when you think about it. Call 856-227-1360 or, of course, hamradioshow.com.
Are you sure they caught the Unabomber? Because, I mean, look at him.
Yeah, he does look he is looking Unabomber-ish. Oh, look at him. Look. Do the fillet one. Give me the fillet
like
again.
I like to give fillet. Do that again.
Give me the fillet. Okay, that's Miley.
To get lost.
The front of your tongue curls up.
It's mildly disturbing.
The good doc told me I have to lick it like an ice cream cone.
Lick it like an ice cream and then do the alphabet.
Yeah.
As Sam Kinison would say.
Yeah.
Lick it like an ice cream.
Lick it like a lollipop.
We'll make a song.
Yeah, I think one of the blacks got there before you did.
Don't.
Take it to the candy shop. All right, listen. We have to. Oh, I'm so white. Geez. Speaking of white, good segue, Eddie. Thank you, Eddie. I was sitting down with, of course, my beautiful nieces, Haley Lynn.
Back to Eddie.
Back to me. Haley Lynn and, of course, Emma Rose. We were sitting there watching, what I believe was Sesame Street. It blew my effing mind. Because of the events of 9/11, I mean, get over it. Because of the events of 9/11, because everyone's using it as a crutch lately, and it's still now because the anniversary of it just passed.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's using it as a crutch. And it's ridiculous now. We should rebuild, you know, we strive past the events of 9/11 already, for F's sake. So I'm sitting there and I'm watching this Sesame Street episode with my nieces. And it was the weirdest episode of Sesame Street I've ever saw in my life. So I taped it. I taped it for everybody. And I just tell me if I'm wrong here, which Billy will probably tell me I'm wrong anyway, but just tell me I'm wrong that this is the weirdest episode of Sesame Street ever.
The Children's Television Workshop and the U.S. government have teamed up to warn kids about terrorism on Homeland Security Street.
Freeze, Cookie Monster! What's in your mouth? A falafel?
It is Cookie!
He's swallowing evidence! Move in!
Homeland Security Street teaches kids that if they see something, to say something.
It is so fun to count! One! Two, three.
Oh, so you're talking in some kind of code, huh? Get the waterboard.
Oh,
Kids can now fight the war on terror at home with Homeland Security Street.
Don't make any travel plans, Big Bird, because you're on the no-fly list.
But I can't fly anyway.
Damn right you can't.
Homeland Security Street is brought to you by the letter E for Extraordinary Rendition.
See what I'm saying? Is it me?
I don't know. I'm just upset. How come they didn't go after Snuffleupagus? I mean, I don't know. What's a Snuffleupagus?
He's imaginary, though.
I love Cookie Monster.
Yes, you would.
Cookie Monster was the best person on there, or the best thing on there. Yeah, I'd do Cookie Monster.
You would, right? Right.
Crumbs and all, right?
Right, is cookie dough.
It's cookie.
All right. No, that's Sarah Jessica Parker. Wrong animal. Wrong Muppet. All right, listen. It is, of course, 9:34. It is, of course, time now for
something.
News. News. Let's find out what's in the news.
Oh, yeah! Battery Boy.
That's right. This week's WTF News and Sports and Weather is brought to you by Ducks Pond Communications. Ducks Pond provides a professional organization to all your computer and security needs without paying any high prices. For a complete list of products and services, log on to Ducks Pond today at DUXPOND.com.
Quack.
All right, we kicked off last week with a breast milk story, so I'm going to do one this week.
Really?
No way.
Did you guys hear about PETA?
Yeah.
It's good bread.
It is good bread. PETA is asking Ben and Jerry's to use breast milk instead of cow milk.
Really?
Yes. Ice cream made from breast milk? That's what people for the ethical treatment of animals want Ben and Jerry's homemade ice cream to consider making. Love those cows.
Sounds like your mom in here, Barry.
I know. The Virginia-based nonprofit group sent a letter to company co-founders Ben Cohn and Jerry Greenfield on Tuesday, asking them to use human breast milk instead of cow's milk in their products.
That's utterly ridiculous.
It is, because PETA says health of consumers and cows would benefit from the switch. I don't see how. Anyway, well, we got some...
I know.
Billy's are you going to have, like, 100 women line up to make a pint of ice cream?
That's what I'm saying. You're like,
you're cutting down, like, 90% of their production.
Well, Ben & Jerry's spokesman says they were very creative approach to bring attention to an issue like that.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Well, here's the thing. They've made one step forward already at Ben & Jerry's, already unleashing a marketing campaign about... the damn breast milk ice cream.
Hi, I'm Ben.
And I'm Jerry. We're the ice cream making boobs from the perky peaks of Vermont to tell you about our new breast milk ice cream.
Thanks to PETA, Ben and Jerry's very breast ice cream gives a new meaning to the phrase cup or cone.
With new flavors like Chesty Garcia and chocolate nip cookie dough, you'll have your eye on two scoops.
Or try new C cup crunch or one of the new melon flavors in a push up pop.
Our ice cream is so delicious, you'll want to stick your face in the middle of the bowl and go, that's good.
You said a mouthful there. So bust out of the ordinary ice cream routine and try Ben and Jerry's very breast.
The ice cream that's titillating.
Get it?
Get it. All right, but I don't know, PETA, since we're bringing back A-Hole of the Week,
That's
my nomination right there.
Well, we'll get to those nominations when we do. How about we move on to the next story? Next!
Okay, penis cancer in Kentucky. A lawyer for a Kentucky doctor is being sued over the amputation of an amputated penis.
Yeah, but penis cancer is a big story.
Give the headline
some more oomph.
The guy actually had cancer in his penis.
Okay.
So now what's happening is attorney Clay Robinson said that Dr. John Patterson performed the surgery.
His name is John.
Because the patient, Philip Seaton, who was 61 years old, had cancer. And that Patterson was given permission to perform any medical procedure deemed necessary, Robinson said. So now they're suing.
Oh, I sue Ginsu.
About $2.5 million, something like that.
Oh!
Yeah, that's what
you
it sounds
missed.
Like.
This man has no.
So the doctor's saying that the problem wasn't the surgery; that the problem was actually the cancer. Which, you know, they didn't really... They wanted a second choice. Or a second opinion.
When you get a second opinion when it has to do with your penis?
But actually, the doctor was quoted as saying, sometimes you have an emergency and you have to do this.
Yeah.
But, you know, you
yeah,
stop.
But you do you draw that line? You
stop. What they do? Hit him in the head with a baseball bat, knock him out, and
right, but
slice
yeah,
him open?
Penis cancer is one of those things that, like, you know, you got to...
You know
can't
what?
Really
penis
do
cancer.
Much with it.
Penis cancer is one of those
it's
things.
It's rare. It's very rare too.
No, wait, Ed, how much did they are they suing this guy for?
Like 2 point some million.
It's not enough.
Ed, is your penis worth? My penis is worth a lot more.
My
than
penis is worth at least a billion.
I don't know. I say get wifey on a photo. Let's find
let's
out
call
what
wifey
she thinks of it.
Right now, she's probably gonna think it's worth diddly and squat.
You could get something else, like a peanut. You could get some type
oh,
of
yeah, that's
yeah,
what, yeah. That's what turns on the ladies.
It
when,
is.
When the side of my penis is made by DuPont,
you get
yeah, that's what they
so
want.
You get a, seven, put you get in a there? 7 inch or a 7 inch pump, and you know,
oh,
pump
yeah.
it up.
Yeah,
because
that works so well on the dance floor.
It does. You just
it works so well on the
you
dance floor.
You got to just tie it around your leg.
Yeah,
so
great.
It doesn't look like you got a big fat boner.
Yeah, boner.
All I'm saying is, yeah,
Richard Stabone.
Sometimes there's an emergency, but you know, you can close them back up and say, here are your options. We either remove it or. Blah, blah, blah. They
well,
have
what?
To,
they we let the cancer eat away at the
penis?
But still,
you don't
chop off
the man's penis
I'd rather
without
die.
Him knowing about it.
I'd rather die than live my yeah. life without my penis,
you
Deb.
Don't say you go in with a circumcision
wow.
and then chop the damn thing
for
off.
For the first time ever, Deb, my penis would be black. Because all the blood would leave it. It would get all black and shrivel up and die.
Man black from the cancer.
Now, did they tell him, like, they just laid him out on a table and said, well, we're going to cut you open and look? Do we don't know the whole story.
They probably
isn't there a test? Isn't there a test that you can do?
It was like an emergency surgery.
But, Deb, isn't there a test to check if I put it up to your ear, see if you hear the cancer, something? Isn't there something you could do before you chop the willy?
There's really not. I don't think there was
anything?
Much that they could have done.
They don't
no,
have, like,
he was going in there for a circumcision. I have the story right here.
And what did he do? Cut
and
too much?
No.
Wait,
then they
61?
realized it had, because he had the cancer.
He
so
had
they were
the
trying,
cancer.
But then they're like, the whole thing has to come off. So instead of waiting and telling the guy, you know, not knocking him under, they just cut it off without him knowing. He woke up and it had no penis.
Wow, that's gotta
suck. He had cancer.
And he only thought he was getting
a circumcision.
No,
but that's gotta suck. Think about it, though. You're at the, you go in, and your mindset, in your mindset, Billy, you're only getting a circumcision. Think about that for a second.
Well, the fact that you're 61 years old, and you're going to have something that's very painful done to you.
But Billy, no, but it's not even just
that.
But
your mind is already...
You're getting millimeters of skin taken away. You wake up, you got no dong.
Right.
You got no dong, dude.
You're already prepared for pain. Now you're waking up with the ultimate pain.
But that's what I'm saying.
What you're saying is that...
Let me take a look at it.
Like they can say. But the doctors could
have... I got no penis!
The doctors could have very easily closed them up and said, here are your options. You have cancer, and the family would have said, we want a second opinion.
Damn right!
Yeah, yeah,
right. Damn right!
That
when it
happen.
Comes to my manhood, do
they
not chop
they
my
didn't
penis
do that.
Off.
They just chopped the guy's penis off.
Someone to call my lawyer. Call Vicky in Florida. Right. I need to know. I want to put in my will. I want to put some documentation. Can you tattoo the freaking DNA? It's going to be a
I
DNC.
Know people that have.
Do not chop. It's going to be a DNC. You put it right above my...
No,
I want a DNC. Do not chop. Do not chop. And then it's a big arrow that says, do not chop, and it points down. Don't remove my penis.
You couldn't afford all the ink.
Moving along.
Let's go to the next story. I'm already pissed off at the penis story. Next!
All right. Portland, Oregon. A patient treated for agonizing abdominal pain received the surprising news in the hospital's paperwork.
They found his penis.
Based on your visit today, we know you are pregnant. Surprising indeed for 71-year-old John Grady Pippin. The staff at Curry General Hospital in Gold Beach
gave
the retired mechanic and logger the ridiculously happy news this month, along with some pain pills. Hospital Administrator William McMillan says an errant keystroke caused the hospital's computer to spit out the wrong discharge instructions for the grandfather.
Wait a minute, so we got a penis getting chopped off in the one place. And then this one, you're telling
a
71-year-old
birth.
Yeah, 71 dude that you're knocked up. What the hell?
Big news.
And then giving him pain pills. Why are you giving him pain pills?
Because when he's banging his head against the wall, why didn't I wear a condom? Why am I an idiot?
How did this happen?
It's enough that they killed my father hospitals. It's enough that they poop all over freaking everyone else's lives. Can you get the pregnancy dude right? For F's sake. Jesus.
All right.
Next.
How about this? Here's the first. A man charged with battery after passing gas on a police officer after being arrested for drunk driving. Jose Cruz...
That's a count of assault.
Jose Cruz was pulled over for driving with his headlights off after failing a sobriety test. He was taken to jail. While he was being fingerprinted, Ed, police say Cruz moved closer.
Poor guy.
Police say he moved closer to the officer and passed gas on him. The investigating officer remarked in the criminal complaint that the odor was very strong.
So is it assault with a deadly weapon? Then? What is it?
Cruz is now charged with battery on a police officer as well as DUI and obstruction. A battle obstruction?
If you fart,
obviously he doesn't have an obstruction. Hey, thank you.
If you fart on a police officer, it's
assault.
It's assault.
I guess so, because that's what he's getting charged with.
Get
what
the
if the
hell
guy's
out
allergic
of here.
To noxious gas?
No.
What if he's? What
that's
if he's
ridiculous?
What if he's a Jew and he's having flashbacks of Auschwitz? I don't know what's going on.
Let's dial 911 and get some cops in here and fart on.
We should
see what happens.
Yeah, okay, you try that. It'll work for you.
It'll
we can't
you.
Get away with that.
Yeah, because you'll be all delicate and sexy.
I don't know.
But,
excuse me, mind if I poop on you, officer?
After the colon cleanse, they might come out a little rough.
All right.
Strong.
All right, should we call Stallone for you?
Uncle Eddie is checking out theclassycard.com's entertainment news. The Classy Card, design with you in mind. Log on to theclassycard.com, mention Ham Radio to get $10 off your 50-card order or more.
Nice. It's theclassycard.com's Entertainment Express for September 27th, 2008. All right, Meatloaf, like I just said before, 57 years old today. Happy birthday, Loaf.
Keep repeating yourself.
Also, Greg Hamm. I had to put it in here because the guy's last name is Hamm. Greg Hamm, multi-instrumentalist of Men in Work. I come from the land down under.
Mm-hmm.
Well, down there, he's 55 years old today.
Did you have a bit of his sandwich?
Mmm, his ham sandwich.
His Vegemite sandwich.
I had a Vegemite sandwich. And Don Cornelius. Peace, love, and turns a whopping 72 years old today. Peace, love, and soul. And a happy birthday to you as well. Sad news to report out of Hollywood, California. Earlier this evening, earlier actually today, it was in the overnight from Friday into Saturday, 83-year-old Paul Newman, actor extraordinaire, died yesterday. Mm. Star of such classics as Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. We have, the list is infinite.
Infinite.
The Sting and Billy's favorite, Fort Apache, The Bronx. Of course, Slapshot, which is one of the show's favorites. The Hustler. He won the Best Actor Oscar, one of his Color of Money, 1986 Color of Money with Tom Cruise.
Correct.
Died after battling cancer. He has spent over six decades in his epic career. He has died of cancer.
Cool Hand Luke,
which is the egg-eating damn freaking bit when he eats the hard-boiled eggs, it pukes everywhere.
Shaking it, boss.
He was good looking now.
That's what I'm saying. Paul Newman, a renegade, a maverick, and you know what? Paul, you are going to be totally, totally missed. And you know what? I can't even say any more about him.
Who's going to make the popcorn and salad dressing and make all that donation to charity?
By the way, well over $200 million this year alone raised by Newman's own salad dressings, popcorn, and other accoutrements. But of course, his face on it.
We need to have a
ham radio.
Ham radio
a
salad.
Ham glaze.
A ham glaze. That's what Deb did last night.
All proceeds go to Dr.
That's
Clan Box.
Nice. All right, let's go back to more industry news. Yet again, Paul Newman died 83 years old. Let's move on, though, to some, maybe a little bit of happier things. Out of Warner Brothers, Will Smith is playing a prequel to the 2007 sci-fi horror hit, I Am Legend. Per E! News Daily, Francis Lawrence is expected to direct the story of how New Yorkers were stricken by the deadly plague that turned them into nocturnal bloodsuckers. Here's the deal, though. Smith's character was killed in I Am Legend, last time I checked. And
that's not guaranteed because you didn't see it.
Well, it was left sort of unsaid.
It was left kind of unsaid, but here's the deal. It's going to be a prequel.
His dog bit him and he survived.
Yeah, it's going to be a prequel. So it might be okay that he got bit by the dog and he might have died because we still want to know how the plague happened. To me, anyway, it made $256 million domestically and it has prompted the execs to make the prequel. So it's a done deal. It's on its way out to the I Am Legend prequel starring Will Smith. E! Online reports also that Miyagi's number one student, Ralph Macchio, will guest star in the October 30th episode of ABC's Ugly Betty.
Sato!
Miyagi! That's pretty much the whole Karate Kid Part 2 in a nutshell.
Does anybody remember him in Crossroads?
Does anyone remember him even further? And, of course, Happy Days.
Yeah, I remember Happy Days.
As the original Arnold of Happy Days. But we're talking about Ralph Macchio for sure.
That's who I was talking about.
Oh, you mean Ralph Macchio in Crossroads with the black guy playing the blues?
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, right. All right, by the way,
Steve Vai is the devil.
Yes. He's going to be playing a city official named Archie Rodriguez. Macchio is best known for, of course, The Karate Kid and My Cousin Vinny. Great movies.
What do you mean I stole the tuna fish?
I'm an accessory to shoplifting. No, you're an accessory to
I asked him again, at what part did he shoot the clerk? He then again said, I shot the clerk.
Would you stop? Danny's doing like the whole movie.
No.
No DUI charge.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about no DUI charge for Shia LaBeouf. Shia LaBeouf won't face drunk driving charges, but may have his license suspended from the July 27th arrest on a traffic incident in West Hollywood, California. According to the AP and the LA County District Attorney spokeswoman said there is insufficient evidence to charge the Transformers star with DUI. No charges are being mulled after the two others involved in the collision, which Shabaya Shalef, I came. I don't like his name. Shia LaBeouf suffered a badly injured hand. Well, you know what? Screw you.
That hand didn't bleed, so they couldn't test the blood, right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That's right, OJ. That's right. Okay. If the hand don't fit, you must have quit. Eagle Eye. Speaking of Shia LaBeouf, is the Ham Radio Movie of the Week. Shia LaBeouf opens in Eagle Eye with Michelle Monaghan plays two strangers thrown together by a mysterious phone call from a woman they've never met. Using the threats and everyday technology, the woman pushes their characters, Jerry and Rachel, into a series of increasingly dangerous situations while removing monolithly with every move. Go see it. It is, of course, also starring Rosario Dawson. So hot. Rosario Dawson, Anthony Mackie.
You like pie?
You like pie? And Pass the Beans and Billy Bob Thornton also in this movie. It was directed by DJ Caruso, but it was also produced by, of course, the one and only Steven Spielberg. So there you go on that one. So it's definitely probably the best movie to see this week. Number five at the box office this week, Righteous Kill, $7.7 million. Said it before, De Niro, Pacino, you can't miss out. Igor, number four, $8.0 million. It's actually Igor, which would make it $8 million for The Lord of the Literal Billy. Number three, My Best Friend's Girl, starring Dane Cook, $8.3 million. Burn After Reading at the number two spot, $11.3 million. And number one, Samuel L. Jackson. He's in every movie ever made.
Do you smell Astroglide?
This is some repugnant son of a bitch. $15.5 million. Bringing it to the number one spot. It's like Bang the Drum, Billy. Only with a girl. All right, it's, of course, the top five movies have been brought to you by theclassycard.com.
Can you hold your breath underwater?
quality designs with you in mind. That's right, it's theclassycard.com. All right, from one...
Family Guy is great, what can I tell you?
From one cartoon montage to the other, of course, it is the one and only DJ. This is your Sports Flash for today.
And now, Ham Radio presents the Fantasy Sports Flash.
DJ
with DJ.
This is how we roll into another edition of the Fantasy Sports Flash right here on Ham Radio. The NFL Week 4. Round and round the quarterback carousel goes, as several teams are making QB changes this week alone. The Rams, with an 0-3 start for the second year in a row, the Chiefs, who have lost 12 in a row overall, and possibly the Browns, who are off to a rough start with last year's it guy, Derek Anderson. But despite rumors swirling about Brady Quinn taking over in C-Town, Derek gets a reprieve and will start tomorrow versus the Bengals. But it really makes no difference if the Browns went with Louis Anderson or even Anthony Quinn.
because there's just something about the Bengals and the Browns that every other time these Ohio players meet, they light the scoreboard on.
Bangles.
Yeah, that. And week two last season was Derek Anderson's coming out party with a 5-touchdown effort. Tomorrow's game in Cincinnati will serve as either Derek's elixir or possibly Brady Quinn's coming out party. As for the aforementioned Chiefs, they're changing starting quarterbacks for just a second time in 2 weeks. Who's coaching the team? Herm Edwards or John McCain?
You pay to win the game, my friends.
Anyway, Damon Heward will lead Kansas City as they host Denver, whose defense is quite porous. But Heward hasn't scored a touchdown in his last 2 games against the Broncos. Take that for what it's worth. Finally, a non-fantasy note about the fifth 0-3 team, the Detroit Lions. Matt Millen has been, damn it, where are my Ohio players at? Thank you. Matt Millen has been fired by the Lions as their president and general manager. This after the son of the team's owner said that he would can him if he had his druthers. Hey, pal, it only took you 6 years and a 31-84 record under his watch to figure this out. Remember, when you hired him, he had as much front office experience as Sarah Palin does of foreign policy. Ooh, I can see Russia from Alaska. Hey, maybe we should take the Sarah Palin approach in hiring the Lions' next GM. Sure worked for Caribou Barbie. Anyway, I'm DJ, and I think the commercials during the Super Bowl are hilarious, and that makes me qualified to be the president of the Lions. But I'll pass. I'll see you next week right here on the Ham Radio Fantasy Sports Flash.
Matt Millen is a disgrace.
Nice, DJ. In your face style, hey, baby.
DJ, nice. Do you enjoy sharing Snickers with others? Super Bowl commercial reference.
Yes.
Okay, with the playoffs looming, the Mets are still clinging to hopes with a wild card.
Tim's going to be clinging to the bowl in a minute with that colon cleanse. Shoveling that stuff down.
Yeah, ooh. Well, the Cubs helped the Mets by beating the Brewers, and the Phillies, for the second straight year, have clinched their division.
Clinched.
Yes, Piney's Giants. Yes, you know that team? Yeah.
Yes. You might have heard of them, Piney.
You threw up on my car before. You see the jersey you're wearing? You got to take that off and clean it off with it. Being that I'm a Jet fan, though. Your Giants are off this weekend, so you won't need to wear that clean tomorrow. You'll have a week to clean it. The Jets and Cardinals take flight in Jersey tomorrow, and the Eagles take on the Bears at Soldier Field. The NHL season is getting closer. Seriously, it's almost here, which means the NBA ain't that far behind. The Rednecks go to Dorothy's country.
NEM!
It's a twister, I tell ya. To chase the cup at 1 Eastern. Now, if they already know it's there, why do they have to chase it?
Deb chases the cup, too.
I do.
No, you're going to be chasing after a bowl soon.
I'm going to do it right here.
Well, don't do it here. Darryl's going to have to clean it up. Then he's not going to like you anymore.
Someone get her a colostomy bag.
I want to show off the piney.
Ew. What is this, a German porn?
Yeah, really.
Help me
would
out.
Would you like to tell me about the weather instead?
Sure.
Kyle. There's a 90% chance of poo.
Poo's falling from the sky. Kyle is coming to the northeast, most likely Maine and Nova Scotia. Those poor lobsters. Aww. And for Metro Philly, the rest of tonight, the showers will keep dumping droplets. Dumping. Did you see?
Dumping. Like poo.
Dumping like poo droplets on us with a low of 66 degrees, leading to a high of 76 for Sunday with scattered thunderstorms. And Monday, Annie breaks into song. Boys, what does she say?
The sun will come out on Monday.
And it will be a high of 78 degrees.
Nice.
Boy, do we feel stupid.
You're stupid.
Oh, it was good.
You're so stupid.
I want to put you all in little, like, pink and red tutus and have you sing that.
Sports and Weather was brought to you by the Cockroach.
Everybody just totally threw in the commercial. Pink tutus. The weather is brought to you by... blah, 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 blah.
Sports and Weather was brought to you by the Cockroach. Check them out online at myspace.com/roachradio. Get entertainment, sports news, and weather on demand 24/7 at hamradioshow.com. That was the WTF News, brought to you by Duxbound Communications, providing professional organization to all your computer and security needs without paying all those high prices. Stay tuned, A-Hole of the Week coming up in a little bit.
Yes, but first...
Ta-da!
Ta-da! But first, I'm going to knock stuff over in the studio and...
Frisbees!
Frisbee! I'm going to make a new bit today. I'm reading through the paper today. Actually, was it today? No, it was yesterday. Sorry. Reading through the paper yesterday. I'm on coke. I was reading through the paper yesterday, and I said, you know what? We need a new bit.
The Atlanta-based product, correct.
Yes, we were in coke. I'm on the Belushi diet. I was reading the paper.
You should be with some fat hooker.
Nice.
In a hotel room, but that's besides the point.
Nice. Pine to get a wig. The... So I'm sitting there and I'm just looking at the paper.
Ed, how many times are you going to say you're looking at the paper? Let's
Piney,
go.
Piney,
jeez.
Piney.
Yeah, really.
Piney,
oh
Piney.
God.
I'm looking at the paper and I see in the paper that...
Pictures and words.
This is the greatest article ever. Dad dumps his 9 kids, but we need a theme song to go along with it. This is Ham Radio's Man's Man.
He's a man.
Omaha, Nebraska. 9 children were left at a hospital by their father late Wednesday under the state's new safe haven law. Damn right. The move, officials say, illustrates many feared what would happen if the rule went into effect. Thank you. The father, who was not identified, left his children ages 1 to 17 at the Creighton University Medical Center emergency room. The law went into effect in July and allows caregivers to abandon their children and get rid of them if at any time they feel like the children are getting out of control, without fear of prosecution. At least 4 children between the ages of 11 to 15 have been abandoned by parents since the law took effect. The 9 youngsters...
If they raised the kid properly, they wouldn't be a problem.
There's a few states like that.
New York, I believe, is one of them.
Yeah, yes. I think Pennsylvania might
you
be one,
or Delaware.
You
can drop off at the firehouse.
Yeah, yeah, it's okay. Well, no, but you can only drop off infants at the firehouse. You can't drop off your kid.
17-year-old kid.
Hey, let him get a job.
The 9 youngsters surrendered Wednesday are okay. And Kathy Osmond, the spokesperson for the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services, said that they were okay and well-fed and in great shape. Nebraska was the last state in the nation to adopt the Safe Haven Law. State Senator Artie Sutherman said that he introduced the bill intending to protect infants. Protect infants. Abandoning teenagers was never the original intent of the law. Sutherman said yesterday, people are leaving, this is the actual quote, people are leaving them off just because they can't control them. He said, they are probably in no real danger, so it's an easy way to keep them out of a caregiver's hands. And this guy from Omaha, Nebraska, who dropped off his children because he just was sick and tired of their dumbasses, is today's man's man right here on Ham Radio.
You sure we're not doing A-hole?
Yeah.
What?
What does that mean, a man's man?
He's a man's man. That took a lot of stupidity and manfitude to just drop off your kids because you were sick and tired of them.
Testicular fortitude.
So
testicular
fortitude.
If he had any testicular fortitude, he would have smacked the kid in the head and straightened him out, and it wouldn't be a problem.
Like this?
Ow! That's exactly. The Toby whip.
Ow!
Ow!
So men are stupid.
This guy is.
This guy is. From Omaha, Nebraska, they are.
Yeah, stronger than dirt.
Nice. Come on, come on.
Where are the white women at?
They're with Daryl. All
Cleveland.
Right. Cleveland. And it's raining. 856-227-1360. That's the number. This is the Doors.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Touch me, Deb. All right. It's WNJC 1360. The most dangerous 2 hours in radio today. Still to come on the show as we hit the 10 o'clock hour right now. We have the big decision. We'll be making that later. And also coming up next, Billy's favorite part of the show.
Because Mojo Rising?
Yes. That and the fact that it's named after you, A-Hole of the Week, coming at you, brought to you by HamEntertainment.com. This is Ham Radio, right here. I am Ham on WNJC 1360. Billy's an A-Hole.
For you and I.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise?
Now, a message from Rand.
All aboard!
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know, I've had a drink problem, and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
Brought to you by this station and the National Association of Broadcasters.
The cow says... The horse says...
The cockroach says...
Hey, God, I started drinking early.
That's why I'm on the air.
That's funny.
Get out of here!
Cockroach.
You said a mouthful.
Visit us online at myspace.com/roachradio.
The Internet's talk superstation, the cockroach.
Nice.
Oh my Bob!
Yeah, Deb's in the crapper, so I guess I'll do it. This is Dr. Deb, and I love the Oh My Bob products. Go to ohmybod.com, that's OHMIBOD.com, and check out the awesome products for your pleasure. Thank you, back from the crapper, is Dr. Deb. I told you the commercial was coming up, but it's okay, I'm going to read it anyway, because I enjoy Oh My Bod as well, and I'm crazy like that. They have the coolest, sleekest, and most powerful vibrators on the market, and you know how much I love vibrators. They plug it in your iPod, iPhone, or MP3 player so you can listen to the music while you pleasure yourself. That's right, Billy, just like you do on a Friday.
Put it in your butt.
Put it in your butt. Go to ohmybod.com and pick yourself a nice goodie basket full of love. Ohmybod.com, that's OHMIBOD.com. Like the Oh My Bod Pinky, am I correct?
Yeah, Oh My Bod Pinky.
Deb is finally returning. The Oh My Bod Pinky and the Bubblegum Bliss?
It's a Bubblegum Gliss.
Gliss?
Lubricant.
Lubricant, that's OhMyBod.com. OhMIBOD.com.
Ham radio.
Oh. The outtake is always better when
someone
goes to look at the camera.
Always
better.
Should I say Little Steven or no?
Just absolutely freaking
Hey, baby, this is Little Steven, and you are listening to Ham Radio.
WNJC 1360, this is Ham Radio. Piney's laughing uncontrollably.
I am.
Because the colon cleanse seemed, it worked a hell of a lot. Deb?
Right, you go sniff the seat?
Yeah. Well, dude, if you open the hallway, you can smell it.
Whatever.
Deb ran to the potty during the spotlight.
Stinky butt.
She had stinky butt. She had a little mud butt going on. And she had to run to the crapper. And she literally left during her spot, so I had to play Dr. Deb. I want to apologize to the Oh My Bod people, but Oh My Bod, that's OHMIBOD.com. I want to apologize to them. Suki, we love you. Deb, are you okay? Did everything come out okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Holy crap, literally. Nice.
Did
you see how fast she ran out of the studio, Piney?
Yeah, and Daryl's out there spraying aerosol now.
Yeah, there's aerosol going on. There's some. They have the new. Did you see the new one? Because Piney hasn't been here for a while. There is new aerosol in the crapper.
Did they make that for Dr. Depp?
They did.
Daryl's got the little mask on like the Asian people running through the subways and stuff.
Yes.
I'm impressed.
It is. It's a stinky scene back there.
Yeah. That night we played, what was that farting contest you suggested? You came up empty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, today tonight, she's.
Pasties. Not playing it.
She's loading
wiping
prepared.
Everybody out.
God damn, Deb. You have like an animal living in your ass? What was that? If you were,
was there something you shoved there that didn't belong there?
Yeah, butt plug action a little bit. Maybe if you stuck one up there, you wouldn't have the poop-poops.
It's a cool one.
Where's my poopers? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, KevEntertainment.com proudly presents to you, this is...
The Gate of Barack Obama. And was...
No, that's part of my dream. Should I do the dream? I guess we should...
Might as well do your dream,
Let's do crappy radio. You ready? Wow! Deb, the smell of your ass has triggered a memory. This is part of my dream from before.
The Gate of Barack Obama. And we're still looking for someone to take control of the board. All right, new question. Out of 100 single men surveyed, what's the number one fantasy for a single man? McCain.
False teeth that don't fall out.
Okay, false teeth. Survey says... Okay, Barack, your chance to take control of the board now. What's the number one fantasy for a single man?
Change.
Right. Barack says change. Survey says... Nope.
The number one fantasy is payback to your Vietnamese captors.
No.
Did I already say change?
No.
Yes, you did. Anything else? No? All right, once again, we've run out of time with our opening category, but we'll be back with more Celebrity Family Feud after the break.
Hey, buddy, it's the weirdest thing. My dreams have commercials.
I can't believe it, bro.
It's the weirdest thing.
Must be the fumes. It
gives you a chance to go get something to eat.
Yeah. Just like Deb.
Whatever.
All right, it's time for A-Hole.
Whatever.
Whatever. A-Hole of the Week.
Good comeback.
Brought to you by Kef Entertainment for all the entertainment needs. Check out Kef Entertainment at KefEntertainment.com.
She's a little slow in the intake today.
All right, we haven't done A-Hole of the Week in a while, so let me tell you how it works.
Yes.
We're going to read two A-Hole suggestions, and then we're going to go around the table, discuss our A-Holes, and then pick
I'm not discussing
winner.
Deb's A-Hole.
I'll discuss my A-Hole.
And pick a winner. So which one of you two want to go first?
Well, let Brown Ring Justice over there go first.
What, are you gay now? Which one of you two want to go first?
What do you mean now?
That old-fashioned romantic feeling.
All right, Deb, go first.
Do anything to honor.
The old brown ring.
A 38-year-old Fondulac. Where the hell's Fondulac?
It's not near the toilet. I don't know.
Maybe not in Fondulac.
Oh, it's in Wisconsin. Okay, a 38-year-old Fondulac.
It's in the next line, stupid.
Fondulac, Wisconsin man received a disorderly conduct citation after he allegedly allowed his 2-year-old and 4-year-old boys to drink beer at the Fondulac County. Excuse me. I got a bad case of BBD right now.
I got bowel butt disease. Change!
At a fair in July, a woman working at the beer tent told an officer that a man approached her and said, I need two beers.
Wow.
Somebody's quite dead.
Yeah,
I need
quick on the draw.
Two beers, one for me and one for my 4-year-old son. She thought he was joking, so she gave him the drinks, according to the Fond du Lac County Police Department.
According to the police department in the county.
Now,
I learned to read.
Underage children are allowed to drink with their parents in Wisconsin. However, an officer told the man the kids were too young to understand what they were drinking or decline the beer. The man did admit to buying the beer for his 4-year-old son and letting his other boy, age 2, drink some of it. The man began yelling and swearing at the officers before he was escorted off by the county fairgrounds in Fond du Lac,
Cockroach.
Fondue,
Wisconsin.
Fondue.
All right, you done yet?
Fongu.
Hey, Fongu, Wisconsin.
Yeah, we can say that because it's not American.
Where'd you
it's,
just do
it? It's not American.
Fongu.
Moving along, you moving along.
Here's the funny part. She's a doctor.
Fondula.
By the way, you still can't say it.
You still can't say it. You said it 4 times.
Say what?
What
Fondue.
We do?
Fondula.
All right,
Fondula.
Go ahead, Ed.
All right, can I go now, please? Yeah. You? I want to show you my A-hole.
From one A-hole to another.
All right, from one A-hole to another, here's the headline on my A-hole. Bang, bang. That's right. There you go. Now you're kicking the drill. New York City man spooked by a strange noise outside his apartment took an illegal handgun to bed. and accidentally shot his girlfriend.
Do you think that the gun store is still open?
Larry Smith, 58, was arrested after his gun discharged at 2 a.m. There you go.
He went twice.
Hitting his girlfriend once in the chest as he slept beside him, as she slept beside him in his Jamaica Queens apartment. The police source said he heard a noise and he got up to get his gun, which is not registered. He takes it back to Bevanum and it goes off and hits the girlfriend in her left side.
Eat sled slackers.
The police said that they think that she might have been. He might have been cleaning the weapon in bed, and it went off. How many times has that happened to us all in this room?
What a jag.
Felisa Crawford, 41, whom neighbors said is a mother of three, is now in stable condition. And the friend of Smith says he feels very bad about what happened. Smith was charged with reckless endangerment, criminal possession of a weapon, and, of course, the trifecta.
Do you think that the gun store is still open?
And, of course, assault.
He shot her in the chest.
He shot her in the chest.
Now imagine if she had those fake ones put in there.
Nice. And he would have drowned in a silicone.
Yeah. I never heard of taking a gun to bed, but I did hear about a fat lady who rolled over in bed while she was sleeping and killed a little Yorkie.
Mm, it happens.
Yeah, that does happen.
Yeah. All right.
Eddie, how do we totally change?
I don't know.
Number one.
Eddie did it.
Eddie did it. This one who can't do it. Well, fumble.
It's American.
It's American. Yes, she is a doctor.
That was out two a-holes. We're going to go around the table, have a little discussion, starting with Piney.
The returning Piney. Are you taking the Fungula? What is it, Nebraska?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. They make cheese there, Piney.
Fungula, Wisconsin.
Or is it, of course, Jamaica, Queens, where the guy shot his girlfriend while going to sleep?
I'm
going to
go to with the Wisconsin beer-drinking four-year-old.
Nice. That's 1 point for Deb.
1 point for Deb.
1 point for Deb.
Bill, all right, what do you have to say?
What, Fond du Lac?
Fond du Lac.
Fond du Lac.
That was pretty tough.
It is. It's like a tongue twister.
All right, go on. What we got?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Where are we? Who's going? Me?
Billy.
Billy, go.
Was your name mentioned?
Billy.
No, shut up.
Billy.
Shh. Billy.
Silence, woman.
Billy. Billy.
Oh, with the idiot who shoots a lady in the chest. I mean.
All right, that's a point for me. By the
way. You just can't do that.
You just can't do that. Billy.
All right.
You get the kid drunk. It's no
All right, I'll go to Battery Boy right now. You Battery Boy, give me a vote.
I am going to go with Dr. Deb's story because you just don't give like a two-year-old beer.
That's two for Deb.
All right, let's go to Dr. Dump button over here and see what she has to say.
With
the teething? No. He may have like used it for the teeth and all.
No, he didn't.
Scotch. That's right.
All right.
He was some Wisconsin WT trying to make his kids alkies. What's going on?
The booth is censoring you because they think you're going to curse again.
I'm going with Fungul.
You're going with Fungul? All right, that's three for Fungulak. And you know what? I'm going to vote for myself. That's two. Fungulak wins.
I voted with you.
You voted with me.
I always end up on the losing end. Anything I do with you. Why?
You make bad decisions. Very bad decisions.
Very bad decisions.
Billy.
I told you we shouldn't have hired her.
Billy.
No, I think you screwed my name later, but for now, let's just move on with the show.
Nice. All right.
I'm going to step on a foot.
All right, I'm going to make it official because Deb has totally lost it. She's not only coming, things are coming out of the front end now and the back end.
Exactly what is in that colonoscopy cleansing thing?
Colonoscopy. It's a liquid colonoscopy.
I'm surrounded by morons. Can I point this out? She's a doctor. This one's an EMT. And they both can't speak. Billy.
Billy. The medical stuff is difficult.
Billy. All right, can we make it official, please?
Yeah, sure.
All right. I mean it literally.
Danny, let's do it.
Make it official.
Make it official. Brought to you by CafEntertainment.com. Fungula Lock. Where is it?
Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. You are the Big
A-Hole of the Week. Brought to you by Kef Entertainment for all your entertainment needs. Once again, contact Kef Entertainment. That's KEF Entertainment.com.
Damn right. Nice. We'll Dropkick Murphys and Dropkick Deb in a minute.
Yeah.
Although that's the way she aborts the fetuses.
Can we get some Tone Loc up in here?
We will get Tone Loc up in here.
Once
Daryl comes here and does the Pee Wee Herman dance on the desk. All right, listen. When we come back.
He just fell off the couch.
When we come back, it is, of course, time for the big decision. We will let you in on what's going on behind the scenes here at Ham Radio. October 25th, 2008 might be a day that you don't want to forget. It's on the way. It's Ham Radio, WNJC 1360. It is the most dangerous 2 hours on radio today. It is Ham Radio. Hey. Billy has something to say about colon cleansing.
Hey,
this
colon cleansing thing is supposed to clean out your body, right?
Yeah.
It gives you 5 calories from fat.
That
can't be good for you.
What?
5 calories from fat.
That's natural fat. Okay.
On that note.
That is good fat.
On that note, I'm taking a goddamn break. This is Ham Radio. Natural fat included. Ham Radio.
WNJC 1360 AM, Philadelphia's Renaissance radio station for site broadcasting.
Now, a message from Rad.
I've been aware of the time going by. They say in the end, it's the wink of an eye.
Hi, this is Jackson Brown for Rad. It's okay to rock and roll and party, just let someone else do the driving. So you can get up and do it again, do it again, do it again, do it again.
Get it up again.
Brought to you by this station and the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, this is Battery Boy, and you're listening to Ham Radio on WNJC 1360.
What the hell are you doing?
I thought I was just going to cheap promo for you.
Dude, what the hell?
All
right. Get over here. Come here. I am the host. I am the host. Come here. Come here. Come here. You son of a... Yeah, son of a... I'm pushing the button. That's it. Get over here. Hey, touch it.
No.
Ham Radio. Holy shocking!
We're back! Put the kiddies to bed! WNJC 1360.
Ham Radio! Ham Radio! Ham Radio! Ham Radio! Ham Radio! Ham Radio! Ham Radio.
Now on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was
band to the bone. Band to the bone. Every time we play it, I sing it. Band to the bone.
And you still don't get it right.
Band.
That's my ringer.
Band.
Did you know that?
Your ringer should just be a toilet flushing. Colonoscopy cleanse or whatever Battery Boy was spouting from his diarrhea mouth. Sweet bag of Jesus. It's WNJC 1360. This is Ham Radio. The most dangerous 2 hours in radio today. Now, with that being said... you know, a lot of people say,
you're the most dangerous 2 hours in radio today, baby.
And, we do say that. You know what? We walk that fine line between, insanity and genius. That razor's edge. We walk it every... I caught one, yeah.
Oh.
I got one.
Wait.
It stinks in here.
You said Insanity and Genius?
Yeah.
You sure it's not Insanity and Stupidity?
Well, we walk both along the line.
Man, you do stink.
I farted.
I
have a stuffed nose and I can smell
it. Did you, like, eat this stuff without mixing it?
I needed 5 more pounds of fat.
It smells like incense.
Five more calories.
Dude, it came out of my chocolate starfish. How does it not smell bad?
You bent down in front of the mirror, didn't you, and look at your...
Is
that how you realized it looked like a chocolate
starfish? Segway, please.
No, many people have called it the chocolate starfish.
Yeah, right.
Piney, would you like to back me up on this?
Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit calls it the chocolate
starfish. You bent over.
Chocolate
stuff. I did not. First off, how can I bend?
And look in the mirror. You probably had somebody look at it and say, what does this look like? A chocolate starfish?
Ed, how does she know that story?
What?
Yep.
Piney did it?
Battery Boy released the YouTube footage, I guess. All right. Let's. Can we actually get on this? Because it's already 10:24, and I'm a little bit perplexed about what we're doing October 25th. Are we doing the show, yes or no? It's a very simple equation here. For those of you, by the way, who don't know what the hell we're talking about, something happened last week. We had a guest on this show last week.
Motors of the ship are just holding it just enough to keep it from... Get it started.
What are you forecasting now?
It's the show. We're like the Hindenburg.
Oh, he's telling me... Wow. Like four Nazi sympathizers got that joke, Billy. That was about it.
It's going.
Four
going.
Germans.
Why? What do they have to do with any of that?
The Hindenburg?
Yes.
Because, okay, when you played the audio footage, did anyone know what the hell that was?
No.
Anybody around the room?
No.
There was probably four guys. Thank you, Hitler.
See, it had nothing to do with that.
Well, that's where it was in Germany when it crashed, am I correct? Where it started its voyage?
No.
Didn't it start in Germany when it flew?
Yeah, it started in Germany, but it didn't crash in Germany.
When did it explode?
You're a dumbass.
I'm a dumbass. You fungal all day. I'm a dumbass. Well, either way.
Oh, man.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Thank you for breaking the monotony. All right, but see the show that we're pulling off tonight? This show could be going on at Expresso Yourself in Philly. This would be the show. Has anything been dirty in the show tonight?
No.
Has anything been remotely even for... I'll go to Piney.
Just her butt.
Well, just her butt. Well, she got to poop throughout the whole show.
Or your chocolate starfish.
Chocolate starfish and the hot dog flavored water. Piney, speaking of both, really, from the last time you were on the show, which was when?
About a year and a half ago.
Piney, speak directly into the microphone. There you go. You forgot how to do that, but it's all right. Yeah.
I say about a year and a half ago.
All right. So a year and a half ago, Piney was here. Has the show changed?
Not at all.
Has the show been... But is this more... Is it more edgy?
Edgy, no.
Is it more raunchy?
No.
Okay. So we haven't improved at all. Well, what the hell's the difference with us going October 25th to Express Yourself?
Well, exactly. What... Did he say that you were too raunchy and edgy?
Yeah.
Yes. That was George's exact quote, that we were too raunchy, too edgy to probably go down and perform our show, our act, air quotes, our act.
And he was concerned.
He was concerned.
And wait, don't forget, we're nuts, too.
We're nuts. Oh, yeah, we're nuts.
Because
we had a porn star on who did the big O. I guess that crossed the lines.
All of us are nuts.
I just want to point that.
One person at a time. Good.
All right, I want to point one thing out. Actually, speaking of Deb, while she was just talking, we sat down in the guy's basement. She brought up the censor part.
As he tried to air pump her and flirt with her the whole night.
And
I'm not going to pull any punches here tonight. I want to throw that out there, too, Battery Boy.
He said, and also...
In the John Wayne Gacy basement.
You do your show. Don't worry about that. And Baxter was there, too, and he said, you guys do your show the way you normally do it.
And I was the one that was kind of like, well, you know, we'll tone it down. I'll tone down the raw sex piece, you know what I mean? And then he was the one that kept on saying, no, do it.
All right, for those of you who didn't join us last week, why the hell, first off, that you didn't join us, you bastards. Second off, we had George, who is the CEO and founder of Expresso Yourself, whatever the hell you want to call it. It's a coffee hut in the middle of Philly. Yes, it's a world-renowned coffee hunt in Philly. That's about it. Philly.
I don't know if it's world-renowned.
When you go, no, in Philly. When you go down the street, you make a right, people don't even know what the hell you're talking about. But Philly, nonetheless, on this one strip in Philly, it's a big deal in Northeast Philly. Not even in the south section of Philly, not even in Dudleyville, Billy, is this place known. No one cares about this place. But the fact of the matter is, we cared about this place enough to want to do our show from it. Yeah. Am I correct? Can the church give me an amen on that one?
Amen.
All right, so now, we all want to do the damn thing at the damn place. Right? So here's the deal. We have the guy on. We invite him on to make a big, goddamn, humongous announcement that we're going to do a show October 25th, live from Expresso Yourself. I even went on to freaking plug his crap and say, WeGotBeans.com. I'll do it right now. I don't care. Go down there. Log on to your... You know what? Minimalize your HamRadioShow.com that you're listening to us on if you're from out of the state. Go and click on WeGotBeans.com. Check out the venue, and I use, again, air quotes, venue that we have to do this show in. Now, we have cut down our show considerably to do this show at this venue. Mm-hmm. And we still got pooped on our own show. Then he had the unmitigated balls. We had the unmitigated balls not to. Is this good background music? I like this. He had the unmitigated balls to come in here, and then he was sitting there crying like a baby because we wanted to talk about this live on the air. One thing that Ham Radio is real. We don't sugarcoat, we don't lie, we shoot with the audience. It's a wrestling term, look it up. We shoot with the audience. Deb, yes, is right now drinking colon cleansing fluid. And yes, I farted 5 seconds ago, and it still smells in here. Yes, I'm loud, I'm fat, I'm ugly, Billy's old, he's got a big dong, Danaconda style, and Piney has a fight with his wife almost each and every hour of every day. You know what? It's real. That's what we do here. We're real.
Real.
So what's going to stop people from coming out and seeing a real show?
Now, we're not trying to say we're too good for that place, but it's just the point is he was all for the idea, and then came on the show and just did a complete 360.
All right, can I say we're too good for that place? We're too good for that place.
I was going to say that,
as
too.
As for Uncle Eddie.
We're right here.
Yeah, we're here. Yeah. We're here. Too bad it's radio and they don't know what you're doing.
I know.
My thing is, I'm just saying no.
Billy's blowing his nose directly into the mic. Good. Real.
And raw.
Nay only because, Deb discussed this too. We are who we are. Take us or leave us.
Yeah.
I mean, this show is about finding pussification. It's me. He's bitching
out. I'm going to pop down the monks.
Did you say pussification?
Yes, pussification of America.
We fight the war of the pussification of America
read
each
the propaganda,
and every day.
And he wants us to pussify the
show. He wants us to pussify the show.
Gotcha.
And that's why I
make
say
it, now, mind you, make it kid-friendly. This coffee hut, as I like to say, literally is a small little venue in the middle of Philly. Now, what it is, well, in the beginning of Philly, it's in northern Philly.
Wait, I just want to cut you off 1 second. Yeah. There were two kids
there. That's what I'm getting to.
Yeah.
This is what I'm getting at, Barry. Well, you're reading my mind.
What were the names that they used?
What?
Penis.
The two kids?
Penis.
No, the two kids. What was the name they had as they did their stuff?
I don't know. Bobo and Kitty F. I don't know the names.
No, they had a quote.
Oh, the kill of the I know the starlets or whatever.
There
you go. Some stupid thing like that. Okay, what happened was Baxter, the one man freak show, who is without a doubt one of the greatest guys we've ever had on this show. Even Piney will attest to how great of a character this man is. A card, a cut up, a phenomenon. But here's the deal: he does what he does. He's a freak show, the one man freak show. He pulls off gender bender karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at what time were we at this establishment?
7:30 to about midnight.
All right,
7:30.
12:30.
All right, 12:30. At what time were those children that were in the front row, kids, mind you?
They stayed later than us.
They stayed later than us. And what words were they hearing on the stage?
Well,
and keep them clean, Deb.
Well, Baxter introduced all of us.
Yeah.
And he said, "This is Battery Boy," and his blank is huge.
His blank is huge. Now the kids were sitting where, Battery Boy? To your Danaconda. How close were they?
They were about 5 feet in front of me and 5 feet in front of Baxter.
So you date raped those kids.
Right.
Did he say penis or the D
word? He used the C word.
He used the C word that rhymes with doc.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, you know?
Yeah, cock-a-doodle-doo. Yeah. He said that Bowery Boy had the giant Danaconda.
And again,
I didn't even hear that.
And again, I want to point out, we mentioned that in the basement, in the meeting, and he says if people want to bring their kids here late at night, that's their problem, and it shouldn't be our concern. Again, yeah. He said we should do our show.
All right, so where we're at now.
We were told we could do everything. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I'm afraid.
And not to mention, couldn't give an answer why.
No, yeah, what offended him, we will never know to this day.
He's like, you want to do this
on the
air?
What really has offended this gentleman, we will never know. Piney has something to say about it, because I want to go around the room now, and maybe I'm askew in my opinion. Piney, go ahead.
No, I got a couple questions. Did he ever hear the show before?
Has never heard the show.
Okay, so he came on the show the day you had this porn star.
We had the porn star Vicky Vett here, yes.
All right, but she wasn't here.
No, she was on a phoner. She did a phoner.
So what was so wrong that...
He's saying, and what I made out from last week's interview is that the Big O that she performed live on the show was a little too raunchy for his taste.
All right, but you couldn't...
He had problems before that Big O segment.
Yeah, but wait, hold on for a minute. Go ahead, Bunny.
I mean, she couldn't curse, obviously.
No.
So she didn't...
She let a couple slip out. I tried to take away some of the curses. Right, she let a couple, but who hasn't on this show before?
But she really didn't say anything.
No, she didn't say anything bad, no.
No.
This show is not meant for kids. We've said there's a effing disclaimer before this show for that exact reason. Billy has marketed the slogan. I think he might even have trademarked it. Put the kitties to bed. For that exact reason.
I want to point out, Deb brought that up with the fact with the kids there, and he said, you do your show. If they're here at 11 o'clock at night, you know, that's the parents' problem.
Yeah. Now, he asked you to tone it down?
No, what he asked us to do was he came in, and first off, he went to somebody else prior to me. Baxter and him went outside to the to that little green area that's outside, the little looks like there should be a fountain in the middle.
Me and Billy's
that area.
Smoking section.
Yeah, the smoking section for Billy and Bowery Boy. He goes out there and he's talking to Baxter, saying that he wants to drop the show. Drop it. We don't want to do it. Blah, blah, blah. He's trying to walk on us. So then these two are out there smoking, and they hear this happen. They hear little bits and pieces of what happened on the show. Now, when we go from there to I get nothing told to me. They don't know all the details, so they didn't come to me. I get told from Baxter about maybe 20, 25 minutes later after that,
and
that Baxter came in...
before we're going on.
And 10 seconds before we're about to go to the air. Thank you, Billy. That was very, very astute, because the fact is, it was really clipping it to the end of the end, Billy, whoever the hell I'm talking to right now.
That'd be Piney.
Piney, whoever the hell you are.
Go ahead.
So the fact is, he came in, Baxter kind of dropped the bomb on me in here, and then I had to go on the air and pretty much S-pan my whole bit that we had planned. I had to grab Deb and go, hey, Deb, guess what? Follow my lead, because we don't know what the hell we're doing right now. We're like Ray Charles trying to walk across the street.
And then you called him in.
I called him. You know how it works here.
Okay.
If you have something to say, you get behind the mic and you say it. I put George on the hot seat.
And what'd he say?
And I made George come in and explain himself. And we were talking to him, and we said flat out, hey, you know, I'm hearing things. And he goes, what things? I said, I'm hearing things that maybe you don't want to do this show. Maybe that my big announcement's not going to be made here tonight. To which he then folded his arms and like a four-year-old, did not really say anything. He didn't give me a reason. Bowery Boy's correct. He didn't give me reason one why the show was not possibly going to be performing at Express Yourself.
All he kept saying is, you want to do this on the air? And Eddie was like, yeah.
Yes, this is what we do here, stupid. We do it on the air.
This is how the show rolls. You got beef with me? Bring it on the air.
Bring it on the air.
We don't hold nothing back.
I've never stopped anyone from saying anything on the show except for Deb for curses. That's it.
Do we know what's happened over the last week? Did Baxter say anything?
Well, I talked to Baxter directly. I explained to Baxter after I took a kind of consensus vote from the group. I'm going to take another one tonight, but a consensus vote from the group. And I asked, what is going on? What's the deal? We're probably going to back out of the show. I asked him what the deal was with him. George still saying that whatever he was saying.
He's still saying that?
Baxter is saying that he is in charge, not George, because Baxter is in charge of the Express or Yourselves Entertainment. George is not in charge of it. That's why Baxter has the job. You know what I mean? George felt, Baxter was qualified enough to do this job. So if he trusts in Baxter, why is he second guessing anything that he says? Which is kind of weird to me. Anyone else? I'm sure gender bender karaoke is okay, but to me, that's kind of probably a little bit offensive to anyone who is a gender bender. Compared to what we do on the show, we offend everybody equally. We don't really just go, oh, the Asians, oh, the blacks, oh, da-da. We go after everybody.
Now, also,
that was going after one thing. So to me, if I want to be a hard ass and a stupid idiot and nitpick and pussify the situation even more, I can go, well, you know what? I know some gender benders, and you know what? They're offended. I am offended now. I do the same thing he's doing to us.
I want to throw two things. First of all, if regular listeners want to chime in, give us a call, 856-227-1360.
Or hamradioshow.com. Email me.
Right, email us. Let us know what you think.
Should I call Baxter, by the way?
Yeah, give me
live on the air. I'll do that while you're doing that.
Isn't he working right now?
Yeah, so hopefully he'll pick up his cell.
One thing I want to say, too, is the people at his establishment...
You might be an-expressing yourself.
The patrons were all for the idea. They were coming up to us and saying how much they were looking forward to us being there. I mean, some of them were getting sex WP tips for free from Deb outside.
I know.
I mean, they were...
You might want to hang that up first and then dial-in music, perhaps.
I don't need dial-in music.
I was a little bit offended...
Wait, you want to give me dial-in music?
...that we were all called crazy.
But like I said, even the patrons, they knew what the show was like.
Yeah.
And we were talking to them about it, and they were all for the idea.
Yeah, but
I'm trying to figure out why people keep on calling me crazy.
Well, because you are.
Because you
know
Eddie.
This is Baxter.
Yeah, well.
Baxter's phone.
Yeah, well, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I talked to Baxter this week.
Suicidal tendencies are dangerous sometimes for the radio.
Baxter and I...
This is Baxter's answering service.
I talked to Baxter this week.
And?
Nothing. We were going back and forth on a MySpace.
Do you want to... Does somebody have the number for Express Yourself?
We can get it.
Did somebody get it for me? I'll call them right now.
You can pull that up on the internet, I'm sure, quick.
All right, so Barry, boy, go on with what you were saying, though.
Let him pull it up.
I was saying Billy can do it. He knows how to get it. But what I was saying is, we were talking. We were talking to all the patrons, and they were all for the idea. They were looking forward to us coming down.
Mm. All right. By the way, got an email from Drapes. Drapes is saying, "Bafangul this guy. Just move on. Go to another venue," which is one of our ideas that we have. Can somebody just write it down on a piece of paper? Is this it right in front of me? I'm sorry.
I think he just gave it to you.
I'm sorry. I'm retarded. Go ahead, Danny. You were saying?
No, I've said it already. I'm just saying everybody there was all for us going there. They loved the idea. I mean, we made some friends with people there. And
but even Deb said she said that you guys would not do what you usually do.
No.
So.
Yeah.
No. Breakfast office is Brianna. How can I help you?
Hey, Brianna. How are you? Can I please speak to George, please?
George is... I can't find him.
Well, can I speak to Baxter then if he's there?
Baxter!
They're running to go get Baxter now. There they are.
Baxter's not running anywhere.
He's lost weight and everything.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you know his cell phone number by any chance?
What, baby?
Do you know his cell phone number or anything by any chance?
Yeah, I did. I called his cell phone number. By the way, you're on the air. I just want to tell you, you're on WNJC 1360 right now.
You're what?
You're on the radio right now, so please no foul language.
Oh, okay.
All right, can you just get him for me?
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, baby.
Was that a real one?
No. Is that a real one?
Why did you do that before when you missed the commercial?
Is that you?
This is going over your headphones, right? You all hear Baxter?
Yeah.
Through your headphones? That is Billy. Okay. This is you here?
I hear it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm hearing the farts, too.
Through your headphones, though, right? You're right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure that we can actually, if we put Baxter on the phone.
Eddie farts a lot, so I don't know what's real and what's fake sometimes.
And Deb, if you actually say it into the microphone, people can hear you. Just little
oh,
radio.
Oh, not in the microphone?
No, you're over here talking to Piney over here.
She's having a side conversation.
Yeah, she's having a side conversation.
Yeah.
Little side combo. All right, so when I get Baxter, hopefully on the phone here, which we're still on hold, I hear the background.
Yes, I do, too.
Of Express Yourself. Very, very prominent place.
Hello.
Hey, Baxter.
Hey, man.
Hi, Baxter.
Baxter, you're on the air, so no cursing.
Okay.
All right. Where's George?
George is with his daughter right now, man. We're in the middle of karaoke.
That sounds dirty.
Huh?
That sounds dirty.
Yeah, I know, doesn't it?
Yeah. All right, so...
Only when I say it, though.
All right, here's the deal. We're talking about what's going on October 25th.
I'm sorry?
We're talking about what's going on October 25th.
Okay.
All right, now, I'm going to go around the room, and I'm going to ask right now to everyone just yes or no. and you'll have your answer. Are you ready?
Fair enough.
Fair enough. Here we go. Starting on the left side of the room, I won't say the names. Obviously, your voices are going to tell them anyway. I'm going to go with my first guy. Go ahead.
I say pass.
That's a no.
From who was that?
That was Billy. That was no.
Billy? Man.
All right, hold on, hold on.
It hurts.
It hurts, I know.
Okay.
Let's go to Deb now. Deb is a...
I thought we weren't going to say the names.
Well, he's you're the only female in the room, stupid.
So what? It doesn't mean you get the right
would
to call
you,
my name.
Would you, yes or no?
And you know what? She gets the vote. God damn it.
God damn it. They fought for a right.
Thank you. Thank you, Baxter. You know what?
I just ranked on you, stupid.
You've come a long way, baby.
Now kill a spider. Let's go.
Baxter, yes or no, you better watch him.
Yes or no, stupid? Come on.
I'm going to say yeah.
That's a yes. So you have one in the yes column, one in the no column. I'm going to go with Battery Boy next, and then I have a surprise voter in a minute.
So far, we're split up the middle like my prom date.
Yes.
I'm going to say pass.
That is a no. So you have two no's, one yes.
Okay.
All right, now I'm going to let the special mystery guest vote first, then me. Are you ready?
All right.
Would the mystery guest please...
Can I just say something real
quick? Would you ruin the spot one
more
time, would
you? I just want to say one more thing before the guest says this, okay?
This is Baxter's favorite guest.
I know. I want to also let it be known that, you know, this is actually a good thing, even though... You know, we've been a little bit discouraged.
Okay, we're done with you. Are you ready? Can you spell
it? I'm not done with Deb.
You know what?
A lot of things I'd like to do to her.
All right, mystery guest.
Baxter, stop. I love you.
Baxter,
but
who?
I have to say no.
Do you know who that voice was?
I can't even hear it.
All right, say
I got music blaring in the background. I got some girl with huge boobies singing "I Will Survive," and you're asking me to pay attention to you guys.
All right, yeah.
Just tell them to speak louder.
Mystery guest, louder and more direct, please.
Baxter, I'm gonna have to say no.
I have no idea who that is.
Piney says no.
Piney, I gave you a shirt, you prick.
I know.
I'm a festered looking prick. You grimace bastard.
I hate to tell you right now, though, Baxter, I'm pretty much outvoted no matter what I do. Because if I say yes, we're still no.
If that's the way it is, then so be it. I mean, you guys, this doesn't change anything between us, man. I'm still there for you guys. I'll still come on sometime, and maybe we can figure out a different show to do here.
All right, here's the deal.
Maybe just not that night, and that's, you know, we'll just do something different on a different night. That's all.
All right.
That idea actually sounds good.
If everybody else is still open to the idea... Of doing a show from here, maybe just something different.
Well, here's the deal. What do you want? What do you mean by different?
That's stupid.
First
that's
off,
stupid.
Not
wait,
on
hold
a dance
on.
Night.
One at a time. Let Baxter explain himself. What do you mean by stupid? Stupid. What do you mean by different?
I mean by stupid. I mean
different.
Low budget radio host.
Yeah, that's us.
Okay, what I mean by that is a show where we don't have to worry about any restrictions.
Where
you guys will come in and you will do your show, but we will make sure that people know before they come here what
right.
is going on,
exactly
what is going on. That way, nobody can say, oh, well, we don't want this here, we don't want that there. No, if it's going to happen here, it's going to happen as Ham Radio, Uncle Eddie's Ham Radio Show, Sex Talk with Dr. Deb, Battery Boy, huge cock. The sweat
a doodle do.
The back of Piney's neck. and you know, all three parts of Deb that I love, and everything else, man, is we're gonna come here and we're gonna do it.
All right,
you guys are still open to that idea. You want to scrap this one? You know what, man? Fine, because there's more time to plan it out. And
right.
to make it even bigger and better. And that's what I'm all about. And I know that's what you guys are all about. All
right, at least you're part of the bigger part. Deb has a little problem with that, though.
Yeah, I don't understand. Baxter, I don't understand that. Because, I mean, George seems to be the issue anyway.
George has his head up his ass. Let's just say it.
So I would think that the 25th on the day of, like, this Halloween dance thing would be the best day. Period. I mean, what's going to change if we did it like in November or another day?
Is George going to take his head out of his ass?
I mean, we talked to the audience. They knew what we were going to do. So
and
I
they
mean,
were happy about it.
Yeah. So we already went through this. What's going to make
Look,
it? What's going to make
really
it different?
Comes down, I mean, here's the thing. Number one, this comes down to what is it? We got three people there who say no.
Yeah.
Two people who say yes. So, and it's like, look, I don't want to beg you guys, although I do want to beg you guys.
No.
Okay? But
beg me, baby.
Okay? But it's only one person that is hung up on any of this. Okay? It's only one person.
And by that, you mean
I'm
George?
I'm telling you guys that everything's a go. If you want to go with that, fine. If not, I completely understand. But right. I'm telling you, I am Baxter, the one-man freak show, the Pope of the 6400 block of Frankfurt Avenue, the sexiest man alive. I am telling you that this show is a go.
He just cut a promo, Billy. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Huh?
I'm all for it. I like the idea of going and doing it on a different night. I really do, because that the party is the party. I think that's what
yeah, but Billy,
really
subsequently
his biggest
it comes to,
problem.
But it comes down
it's
to George's head up his ass.
Yeah.
No. I'll take care of that. I will take care of that. Guys, have faith in me.
Are you gonna
mail? Never let you down before?
Are you gonna mail him to Beirut? How the hell are we gonna get rid of him?
I think he's afraid we're gonna ruin the
have
party.
Have I ever let you down before?
Okay, all right, wait. Billy brings up. Wait, Billy just brought up an interesting point. Is he afraid we're gonna ruin the party?
And if we do, if we go do our show on a different night.
I don't know what his concern is, okay, to be honest with you, because I'm not George.
It's not that.
Okay, and I'm not, and that sounds like a cop-out, and I don't mean it that way.
All right.
Okay, I'm just telling you, I don't know exactly what it is. He's, he's maybe afraid of going too far, but you know what, man? That's what we do here, and George thinks too much.
All right. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I feel like I'm pissing on Baxter, and I don't want to do that.
No, I'll tell you what, man. I'm at work.
Yeah.
This is one of those few times now where I just was not expecting it. But I'll tell you what. Next week, who you guys got coming out next week?
I got an open show as of right this very second.
Okay, well, you just booked your guest.
Nice.
Okay. I'm going to come in.
We're doing well,
okay? And I will talk to you guys. And we will work out what we're going to do next week. Fair enough?
All right, Baxter. I'll let you go back to work then.
Okay, but no, now just like some old guy singing Leroy Brown. Now I don't want to go back. No, but I'll tell you what, does that sound fair? Next week I'll come in, plead my case, you state your case, and whatever's going to happen, we'll work it out next weekend. Does everybody agree on that?
All right, then. So we're going to do Pigpen Court next week.
You're going to do what?
Pigpen Court.
I have no idea what you just said.
It's going to be Ham Radio's court where you come in.
Okay,
you
fair
plead,
enough.
You
good,
plead
good,
your
good,
case.
I like it.
Wear a tie. You come in, plead your case. We'll plead our case. And we'll see what sticks to the walls.
Yeah, but no matter what happens, we'll work out either a future date.
Right.
Or we'll work out what's going to happen October 25th.
All right.
Okay, either way, we'll work that out.
All right, Baxter.
Okay, as far as I'm concerned, the 25th, we'll decide it next week.
All right, Baxter, I got to go to break, all right?
Okay, man, I love you guys.
Love you too, brother.
Love you too.
Man.
Later, man. All right, so we're pretty much back to where we started, I guess. I don't know what the hell just happened.
I don't think it's fair that you didn't get to say anything, though.
Who, me?
Yeah,
oh, wait, we got a phone call. I think we have a phone call.
Are you kidding me?
Hey, I'm ready. Who's this?
It's DJ. Just want to chime in real fast. First of all, I want to ask...
Would you shut up, Deb? We have a phone call.
Hi, DJ.
Jesus
Christ.
I
want to talk to you, Dr. Sexwax.
Yeah. Sexwax, good.
What's
I'm
going to
vote yes on that after... I heard what you said about the whole thing with George. I mean, you heard it last week.
I know that, but you know what? From a business perspective, it would be beneficial, and I'm not going to let my ego at this point get in the way because I know that I'm better than that. So I don't give a crap what George says.
Who says that you're better than that?
I'll go into the facility, and I'll do what I do. At this point, like, he's done pissed me off enough where now I'm ready to throw it in his face.
Yeah, I get your point, but you heard the guy last week. He shed more light on the situation than Sarah Palin did in those interviews with Charlie Gibson and Katie Couric. I mean, it's like talking to a brick wall.
Well, I get that, but you know, again, I'm looking to, you know, have it on our resume type thing, because that's not the first place I'm going to start. That's not where I'm going to stay.
Well, you know what?
I'm going to move to bigger and better places.
Let me cut you off, because the fact of the matter is, it doesn't matter where we perform. I could go outside into the parking lot and do the show.
Well, we can...
And it's the same thing. We have an audience of thousands if we wanted to. We could do it.
I just want to say one quick thing. Why go to a venue when you're not wanted?
Yeah.
Well, we're wanted. We're just not wanted by the owner.
Right.
Okay, so but we're wanted by everybody else.
Who owns the building doesn't want us there. And you know what the fact of the matter is?
I say he's worried.
I agree with
about
Billy.
That party.
I think he's worried about that party.
I don't think so.
Because I'm thinking he's worried that we're going to offend somebody
that's
not going to come drink his coffee.
I don't think
or drink his green tea.
Or his latte.
Or his latte with his foam top. And he's going to piss me off even more.
Okay.
Maybe bash your across to the guy. See what he's got up his sleeve.
So you know what? Next week, Deb, on this very venue, the pig pen,
our home channel.
We don't have to do it.
We
I'm not
will prove
saying
it
that.
In court
and
next week.
This was the same argument that I was giving last week with regards to we are who we are. We shouldn't do it. But as I thought about it, I started to think that, you know, we're better than that. Okay? And we can take this on. I'm not a pussy.
Well, if you do it,
well, you can't. But all right.
Another night, I have a suggestion. If you do want to do that venue another night, how about the Hamstock second Saturday in November?
See, that's what I'm thinking. If we can actually,
and then the show is all us.
And then it's all us.
He
can't do anything about it. Deb, you're thinking one dimensionally right now.
I don't think it's the party.
You are.
I think it's just the party. Everything.
But Deb, you just said your ego is not. Party. You're trying to not think out your ego. You are, because he bruised your ego.
No, he
told,
didn't.
Yes, he did. He told you weren't good enough. He told you were nuts.
He didn't
bitch.
Say. No,
he
no, no,
said
no.
You were nuts.
He didn't say I wasn't good enough.
Yes, he did.
We were all
he
nuts.
He said we weren't good enough to play that room. That's what he said.
That's what the underlying
that's
message
what he
was.
Said.
But you know what? Think about it. Who
he
the hell is he?
He crapped on my show.
He is a
he crapped on my
there
show.
Are some
two-faced bastard.
Two-faced bastard, says DJ.
I'm going to go, but Deb, I just got one more question for you. Next time you go to Fond du Lac, don't get burned by a wildflower.
Nice.
DJ, suck my...
All right. Cut a mic.
All right, we have to go to break. We're way over... And Khalil, we already screwed him over once. We don't want to screw him over again. It's 10:54. It's a little smash mouth right here on WNJC 1360. And Fun to Lack to you all. And a nice sticky Hancock. We'll be right back with more show after this right here on Ham Radio. WNJC 1360.
You're listening to WMJC 1360 AM, Washington Township, Philadelphia, and in cyberspace at WNJC1360.com. A service of Forsyth Broadcasting.
Okay, you ready? The way it's said properly is...
The cockroach.
I had nothing to say. Stop bothering me.
The cockroach.
Hello, baby.
The Internet's Talk Superstation.
Check us out online at myspace.com/roachradio.
The words I have to say may well be simple, but they're true.
This is Elton John for Rad. You know, it's easy to rock and roll and party and have a good time, but just let someone else do the driving. Remember, rock lives and you should too, and so should other people. Please don't drink and drive.
Brought to you by this station and the National Association of Broadcasters.
Classic comedy cut.
I wanted to do a nostalgic thing here for my own sake and for the request of a couple of people that are on the crew that listen or look and through viewers or listening on headsets or whatever, and do a little weather forecast from Al Sleet.
Hey, baby, what's happening? Que pasa? Que what you call your pasa? Al Sleet here, your hippy-dippy weather man, with all the hippy-dippy weather, man. Brought to you by Parsons Pest Control.
Do you have termites, water bugs, and roaches? Well, Parsons will help you get rid of the termites and water bugs and help you smoke the roaches. Temperature at the airport is 88 degrees, which is stupid, man, because I don't know anybody who lives at the airport. Now, if you'll take a look at our national weather map, you'll see that we don't have one. So try to picture last night's map in your mind. Remember all the letters and lines, all them little numbers. The weather's dominated by a large Canadian low, which is not to be confused with a Mexican high. Tonight's forecast, dark. Continued dark tonight, turning to partly light in the morning.
Well, Al got out of the weather business, and he's now a linoleum quality control inspector in a linoleum plant. Al, he wanted to get out of the media. You know, he said, "F*** it, I don't need it." And, hey, who can blame him? No, but Al got out of weather when he realized he had given the final weather forecast. He had given the ultimate forecast. There was nowhere to go. You know, when there's nothing left to conquer in your field, hey, it's time to leave. And old Al had given the ultimate forecast. He told us, he said one night,
that the weather will continue to change on and off for a long, long time.
And he was gone, Philip. God bless Al. Okay.
This has been Classic Comedy Plus, powered by AM 930 The Cockroach, right here on Ham Radio.
You're listening to WNJC 1860 AM, Foresight Broadcasting, Renaissance Radio.
Hey everybody, we're all gonna get
late! WNJC 1360. They're all reminiscing in my odor. So great. I guess it's the extra large edition of Ham Radio, because I'm on it. Khalil coming up next. Khalil, I'm sorry, we'll go to 11:01. I'm sorry. Just gonna pawn out of this music. I'm gonna go right to the closing right now, Khalil. Here we go. We're not even gonna do Plug-a-Palooza. We were gonna do Plug-a-Palooza, but you know what? Screw it. We're too busy trying to make sure we get out of here on time. For Billy, for Battery Boy, for Dr. Deb and her poopy, because she left the room again to drop a second deuce of the evening, and to Piney, returning with a vengeance this evening, and the New York Giants, who get a bye this week. Piney got a bye, and he got to come down to the show.
He's going to go home and get a beat anyway.
I am Uncle Eddie. Leave the gun, take the cannolis, and remember, it is always, always lonely on top when there ain't nobody on the bottom. Right here on Ham Radio, WNJC 1360, for Daryl, Big Black Daryl Dudley, Chocolate Thunder. It is now time for us to get the hell out of here. Leave the gun, take the cannolis, like I said. Last word is going to have to be that it stinks in here, because I have a poopy ass. Talk to you in a little bit. It's 11 o'clock. It's time for Khalil right here on WNJC 1360. You know we're still in the air, Deb, so why don't you shut up?
This month on The Cockroach, it's Steftember.
How stupid is that?
And next month, it's Rocktober. The Monsters of Rock Top 300 Countdown, coming soon.
The Cockroach.
Okay, you ready? The way it's said properly is...
The Cockroach!
The Cockroach.
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 Cockroach, man.
The Cockroach.
The Cockroach.
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 Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach.
I had nothing to say. Stop bothering me.
The Cockroach. The Cockroach.
Hello, baby.
The Internet Talk Superstation.
The Cockroach.
What the heck is up there, man?
What is up?
It's the Mac and Travis Show.
Up all night.
Live from beautiful Kansas City.
Stephen McKay and Travis Winters.
The show, we just talk about everything.
News, sports, anything and everything.
We call it commentary.
We hammer everything. Probably the people we hammer the most is
the people that are wrong.
The talk show with no limits.
Twist up a fatty?
No, not twist up a fatty. Maybe later. After that.
Get to know Mac and Travis.
Don't think that we hate. We're just having fun.
Up all night with Mac and Travis. Live Saturday nights at midnight and Thursday nights at midnight as part of BAD Buggin' After Dark.
MySpace.com/Mac and Travis.
A presentation of Kansas City Online Radio.
The Cockroach.
The Internet's talk superstation.
Now hear this.
Hi, everybody. This is RJ for Carnival Books with two big locations in South Jersey. Don't forget their big video rental club, DVD, magazines, and novelties. That's Carnival Books, 705 Crescent Boulevard in Brooklawn, opposite Ponzio's. And Carnival Books, 1778 North Delcy Drive in Vineland, New Jersey. Carnival Books, their big video rental club. Drop on by and say hi. That's Carnival Books with two big locations in South Jersey.
The Cockroach. The Internet's talk superstation.
This is Roach Radio.
Roach Radio. Roach Radio. Roach Radio. Roach Radio.
It is Saturday.
No, I don't think.
And it's 3 o'clock on the East Coast.
Longer.
12 noon on the West Coast.
Every day.
And this is RJ with something to say.
All I do is work. I'm no robot. I just have to party. Ooh, and please my body. Let's go disco. Meet the guys and gals. They're all my pals.
I just can't wait to
pick up the song. It's melting in the dark. On the sweet green I see. Slow it down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it. Cause it took so long to make it.
And it's exactly 3 o'clock. This is WNWR, 1540 in beautiful Philadelphia, PA. And we thank our wonderful show before RJ today for playing disco. Thank you, sweetheart. She is a doll. She really is a doll. Okay, we're going to go right now with something to say. What a show we have in store for you. Call somebody up. It may be my last show. I have so much to say, but I'm not prejudiced. I tell it the right way.
No, I don't.
Who will be next?
I can make.
What show will be canceled?
Much long.
Is this America? It sure is.
Every day.
Let me tell you.
Just like some old jerk, all I do is work. No robot.
It's 3 o'clock in Philadelphia on the East Coast. It's 12 noon in Los Angeles and San Francisco. They're listening to us from all over the country. I've gotten so many calls this week. I couldn't wait till Saturday. But we had a great dinner, didn't we, Rick? And Robin and Joe Bagadonis, Joe Spiraglia. We're all here, baby.
Monday comes around. Gee, I feel like leaving.
I just couldn't wait. I want to remind you that we want you to break the Comcast monopoly and subscribe to Dish TV. That's all I have to say. And if you don't, it's on you, baby. They're building that high skyscraper with your money, you poor little Philadelphians. For those other cities that are listening to us, we have a monopoly. You don't have a choice of cable in Philadelphia, but you do have a choice of satellite. Dish TV Network. And did you get your Easter clothes if you're a sharp guy or girl? At Abercrombie and Fitch, they're in all the great malls across the USA. And we say Abercrombie and Fitch is the way to dress. Thank you from RJ.
If you left it,
this is something to say. You're invited to stick and stay. Don't go away. Oh, I'm not on the disco show. However, we've been keeping disco alive for many, many, many years on our TV show and every Friday night on the greatest station in the nation, Cruisin' 92.1, where we have a lot of fun from 7 to 9 o'clock every Friday night. Woo! I'm all excited. Hello, Lou. Hello. Hello, world. Am I going to say hello, Mr. Joe Spiraglia?
Hello. Hello, Ron. How you doing?
Welcome back. Hello, Rick McLean.
How are you, Ron?
We're doing fine. You know what the doctor says? Long I do this show, my circulation will continue. And I do rattle papers. Yes, I'm rattling them. Did you know? Let's get all the good news out of the way first, all right? First of all, George Michaels, King George Michaels from WFIL. You knew about it a couple weeks ago. I should have passed it on, but we were out doing remotes. And every other week we go out and visit. The show goes on the road. If you like it or not, RJ, you got to go on the road. George Michaels lost his television show. He lost his television show last 2 weeks ago. It's a Friday. It's a Sunday night show. Sunday night show. It's called The Sports Machine. It's called The Sports Machine. Yeah, Joe, your microphone was open. Thank you, Joe. Okay, and of course, poor George Michaels doesn't have his television show on the NBC television network. He did it out of WRC in Washington, D.C. for umpteen years, and believe it or not, you know, it became a staple. 30 years. So what? He must have enough money in the bank. Don't worry about it, we say. George Michaels, he was on WFIL every night at 7 o'clock, if you remember, guys. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. All right. Let me go to other things. We wish him well spending his money in the bank that he's had from WFIL and WRC and the NBC television network for 30 years. George Michaels, there will never be a benefit for George Michaels. Okay.